It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Okay, here we go. You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers. Trip me while I carry liquids. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, as your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear calling out loud and clear, a voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah! There are things that one can do with Bengay, Nair, and super glue. A package of indelible dye. Why would a guy such as I ever buy indelible dye? Blue as the sky. Don't ask me why. This catalog I found sells roaches by the pound. Millipedes, centipedes too. They say the meek shall inherit because they stay up late and change the will. And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah!
That's all I have.
I love that.
That was very nice.
From the Napa Auto Parts Studios, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Right now, my headphones are working. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Chick McGee.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Getting a little scratchy over there?
Yeah.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Chick.
Hello, Ace.
Time to rock.
Thank you.
Hello, special guest, Frank Caliendo.
What's up, Chic?
Let's be clear. Northwood Casino. Diamond Joe Casino, Friday, April 20th. Let's be clear about this, people. Stand back. Frank Caliendo, live in person.
Now this
Davenport,
seems...
Davenport, Iowa, Rhythm City Casino
right,
Resort Center.
It.
He's going to be
no,
doing that.
No, stop it! Let him do it!
He's going to be doing that underneath all morning long.
So. Nobody interrupts you, Christy. Oh, no.
There's no eating on the show.
What? What?
There's no eating.
I'm not eating.
Actor Ike Barinholtz, Ali Breen today, and...
A Kid with a Dream.
Some punk named Greg Warren.
Bully.
No. Yes!
What a jerk.
Bully!
Very fine comedian, Greg Warren. Altoona. Altoona, Iowa.
Altoona's? He's coming in tonight?
Altoona? Is he middling for Greg? Altoona.
He's headlining for Greg.
How are ya?
All fish puns with Altoona. You know what he makes once again when he works, don't you, Josh?
Scale.
Thank you.
Hey.
I was thinking maybe clams.
Yeah. Five clams. Sunday, April 22nd, Prairie Meadows Casino. It's the fabulous Frank Caliendo.
You know what he says when his set is over?
No.
Finn.
He's a French.
Every good movie ends with that. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Once again, sitting in, it is comedian Frank Caliendo.
Great reviews yesterday by my family.
Really? Oh, very nice. Good. Yeah.
Oh, they sit around the radio and listen?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Everywhere.
Did we say anything bad about his brother?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure we did. But
just no. One of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The other one's fine.
Yeah. No, the other one's...
Which one is the good one?
Rico's a made guy, is what I think.
Hey, what are you going to do?
That's right.
You're going to be fired.
Rico Caliendo. Uh-oh.
He does the books.
He does.
And he really does. Like him
both
a
of them.
You better believe it. Yes, the good ones, the real ones, and the ones that the government sees.
That's right.
The
That's
ones
right.
with the blue binder, the ones with the red binder.
They gave him a road map. Do you believe this guy? Sorry.
I'm colorblind. One was green, one was red. I didn't know.
Boy, Rico Caliendo really sounds like...
I would be so much more famous if I had gotten the name Rico.
Did you ever notice when the government named that one federal crime, they called it the Rico Act? Don't you think that was a little bit... I don't know. Don't you think that's sort of...
It's got to be an acronym, I would think.
But yeah, I mean, I think they forced it. They couldn't make an acronym out of Mafia or Cosa Nostra. I mean, calling it RICO seems to me to be a little bit...
could have been worse.
I don't know.
Yes, it sure could have,
I got a couple words.
There you go.
Those tires, those Italian tires. Okay.
Okay. We'll move on. Well, they do give things bad acronyms. You know how upset I am about using MOP instead of MVP?
Most Outstanding Player. I like Most Outstanding Player better than
MVP. No, but MOP is associated with something a janitor uses to clean up.
And that's why I like it so much, right? Without
that's
the
exactly
MOP,
right.
You have nothing.
Then you have a dirty floor. If you don't have a MOP during a basketball game, you've got people sliding all over.
I haven't heard that. They're using that now, MOP?
Yeah, and they're using GOAT.
Greatest of all time.
Oh, that.
That's stupid.
Tom, you're right about Rico, by the way.
Yeah, it's a force.
Racketeer influenced and corrupt organization.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's tenuous at best.
Yes.
That is so racist. How did they get away with that?
It's Italians, we are oppressed.
You are. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yes. People. Openly,
Yeah, absolutely. Just check our books.
Yeah, my favorite part of The Godfather, though, was when they have the guy in the hearings with the chart.
Oh, yeah.
That is great. I wonder where that is. Is that on a museum somewhere?
Mr. Senator, Mr. Corleone's paid his taxes.
That guy was representing Zuckerberg yesterday. Did you notice that?
That was fun to watch a little bit of it.
If you watch that Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook in front of the Senate yesterday, the best part was when one of the senators said to him, Mr. Zuckerberg, would you mind telling me what hotel you're staying in right now? And he goes, I'd rather not, of course. Would you mind telling me all the phone calls you made and all your contacts for the last 2 weeks? No. Well, that's what this is all about, isn't it? Yikes. That was great.
Well, but the people who put it up on Facebook, I mean, they voluntarily put
it up. Of course.
On Facebook,
I get it.
You know,
that's the Facebook business model. If you sign up, that's what you get. Of course. I don't have an objection.
There's some sitcom where some comedian and he was being stalked. And he was talking to his girlfriend. I don't know how these people know where I am. And she goes, you tweet every location you're going to.
Of course.
Of course they know where you are.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know, whether or not he did anything wrong, he is a wormy fella, isn't he? He's wormy.
I could see how the Winklevi did not like him.
Well, the funnier part was watching these old senators try to figure out what the hell Facebook even is.
Oh, yeah. They're all getting handed stuff.
Oh, yeah. They have no clue.
And that one woman, really, I'm sorry. It's time for a wet sack of manure on the face. Are you familiar with? And she names someone like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break.
Why wasn't Don Shula there? Angry old guys.
He's
the senator.
The Muppets got it right.
Stanley Walter. Yeah.
Why do we always come here?
You'll never know.
It's like some kind of torture.
I am back for another appearance.
Frank Caliendo was our guest. Frank,
that's a big early one. Hey, I'm Greg Honig.
Greg Honig.
Frank. Big early.
How was your table tennis day yesterday?
It was great. I
made $12,000.
On the first game was $12,000. I went down for a little while. I'm kind of like the stock market. But I was back up. Yeah, it was great. Here's a little story, if you will. Couldn't think of a better word.
Okay.
So I'm wearing the bobbin because I didn't pack properly for the weather.
Uh-huh.
So I was given this Bob and Tom sweatshirt.
Now, I'm not sure you're familiar with it.
I took it.
Okay.
I found storage.
That's the way things are given to me. I know that.
Yeah. It was a map.
That's right.
On the other side, it was the Declaration of Independence. So I wore this sweatshirt, and a kid, as I'm walking into the hotel, goes, that's a great – I love your shirt. I said, thank you. He goes, those are funny-looking guys.
That's possibly
funny-looking guys?
Quite handsome, frankly.
That's what I mean.
Do you ever do actual real cartoon voices for –
just for myself, No, I've never done any cartoons.
I would
with
think
your serious
you'd be
face.
A natural. I mean,
I haven't been because I wasn't really good at acting and taking stuff off the page in terms of
Okay, making it work. I would think you'd be.
But
great
people always, whenever I do something, and that's one of the things I'm working on, especially as I go and do these single night club dates around the country, which you have in front of you. I'm not expecting a read of it right now. Uh-huh. Oh boy.
Columbus, Toledo is just
Toledo Funny Bone would be an example.
Nashville, Tennessee, Tuesday, May 29th. Zanies, be sure to say hello to Brian. That's Nashville, right. Tennessee. Toledo, Ohio, Sunday, July 8th, the Toledo Funny Bone. Perrysburg is the...
I love that you think you're mocking me with that.
No.
He is.
No, I know. But I love it. Can you make more fun of me throughout the show?
Oh, we're just getting started.
I'm just getting warmed up.
my question, and this is, I can ruin this this discussion real quick. I was reading the obituary about Chuck McCann. Great actor, really funny guys. All those guys you see, that guy. And you read some of these guys, you have no idea they do. They'll have this stack of cartoon voices.
Oh yeah, I do remember
lots of them.
That.
But I would think you'd be so great.
People
at
always
that.
Think I sound like somebody else, though. So when I do it, they're like, I'll do it like a Karen, like Richard, Ike Barinholtz, who's coming up today.
Right.
I remember doing a teacher character who sounded like this, and he's like, oh, you're doing Richard Dreyfuss. I am not doing Richard Dreyfuss. Why would you say this?
Krippendorf's try. I smell Oscar.
Come play the flute with me, Ike. I don't want you to let Ike know that I'm here. We're not fighting, but I'm going to throw some things out there and see if he guesses it's me.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, we have like super secret handshakes and stuff.
Oh, really?
We're going to do the same thing with Greg Warren. When Greg walks in, we're not going to tell him.
We're not going to talk to him? What? What are we doing?
We're not going to tell him who that guy is.
I love Greg Warren. Okay.
We'll give you a fake
as
name.
As a friend, not as a comic.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hello. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Once again, in alphabetical order, ABC. Ace, Chick.
Hey.
Is this going to work?
Hey. Yep, we're good.
Frank Caliendo, professional comedian. Josh, professional comedian. Christy Lee, lady in purple. I'm looking very nice today.
Thank you very much, Tom.
This is Tom Speak. What's in the...
I had a great day yesterday. You want to hear what happened to me yesterday?
You got plucked.
No, I wished.
Once again,
that's
legit. Let me explain why that is a legit comment. You were wearing a feathered vest yesterday.
I was wearing a shirt that had feathered sleeves.
A feathered shirt. Okay, whatever. It was feathery and nice. So,
first of all,
details aren't important to the story.
When was the last time you saw a woman in a vest?
Let alone a feathered vest.
Well, it was a sleeved feathered vest. Because the sleeves are pretty much what.
So you're saying
a vest
can't have sleeves? That's the next big thing.
I think that's literally the definition of a vest. No sleeves.
Sorry. Because it looks like a V, right?
Something so you were wearing a blouse with feathers.
Come up with that
so
acronym?
When Frank Caliendo said it was a feathered, what was it again? You were plucked. Yeah. He wasn't trying to be rude.
No. He was.
So no, I was trying to be rude. Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was.
Were
no.
you? Is that why you had a great day?
No.
Was there like a pluck fest?
No. Who's my favorite musician of all time?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm.
In the rock realm or
Juice
the pop realm?
Juice
rock.
Newton.
Hannah Montana.
Who have I loved
talking
since
about that Queen
my
of
high
Hearts.
School days?
It's Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton posted on Instagram yesterday, on this day,
a
April 10th, 1976, My Frampton Comes Alive album hits number one on Billboard's 200 album chart.
Man, I played the hell out of it.
It spent 97 weeks on the chart with 10 on the top, blah, 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 blah. I kind of remember this life-changing moment, and then I put a little kissy face, and he liked my Instagram comment.
Oh,
isn't that the sweetest?
Don't you love it when a celebrity's assistant likes something you post?
Yes.
On there?
I was going to say Peter Frampton had no idea that happened, but that's a great story.
That's no, I think he really liked it.
I think
it.
He did, too.
When people ask me who is the nicest guy that has ever come through here of any stature, I always
say be him.
Peter Frampton.
I say Lindsey Buckingham, but that's me. I like the difficult ones.
So
I like to think of myself as one of those people coming through here.
You don't even follow me on Instagram.
You know what? Can you teach me how to use it today?
Yes, I can.
Because I have no idea.
Well, doesn't your brother Terry do that for you?
He does some of it and has done some of it, but I haven't used it. Mm-hmm. I don't ever use it, so now I'm supposed to start using it.
Right, it's big.
So I have 16,000 followers plus.
Well, look at you.
And I didn't even try.
Not even try.
Well, I'm not going to show you how because I only have 12,000.
The two of us are going to like build
explode
upon
it.
Yeah, blow it up.
Okay, we'll work on that for you.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, Can you do sexting on the...
You sext?
On the...
on Instagram?
Instagram.
Sure, you can slide into somebody's DMs.
Yeah, you could DM them.
Wow. That's interesting. I didn't know that. They don't
That's how a lot of celebrities start hooking up. That's how they date now.
Sliding into the DMs?
Uh-huh.
That's the big story this morning.
There's no censorship? They don't...
No, they're private messages, essentially.
Yeah, right. They're private. That's
Well, yeah, you can't put up a picture for everybody.
Okay, just asking.
That's a big story in sports this morning. I question whether I should do it or not because it involves the Kardashians.
Oh, the Tristan Thompson
and from the
Tristan Thomas Thompson, yes.
Whatever.
I have no
Triple
idea.
Triple T.
No idea who this person is. So.
Triple T, baby.
Tristan Thompson.
Big baller band. No Triple idea. T, baby.
He hooked up with someone after the game last night. Evidently, he was videotaped walking her to his hotel room. And
Chloe's
going to have a baby.
Any second.
Oh, is this Chloe's boyfriend?
Yes. Boyfriend. Father of her baby.
Boyfriend. They don't. There's nothing. It's okay. What?
Just a baby daddy, right?
I'm married. Man, I can't.
Allegations Tristan Thompson cheating on Chloe surfaced. This has been a long time coming. She knows he's a serial cheater, and we'll see if she forgives him.
Wait a second. A professional athlete cheating?
NBA athlete, too.
Oh, come on. That? This is stuff they just make up, chick.
Fake news.
Fake news. There's no way on earth that anyone would ever cheat on a Kardashian. Let me just say that.
Sometimes you just don't want to hear the chatter. What was that app that was tailor-made for NBA players? It was like ordering a pizza and ordering a girl instead. What was the name of that app? I forget what it was. Somebody
remember that. Yeah.
The Assist?
Something like that.
Really? There is such a thing?
Back in the day, a lot of these guys had a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be at the games. And
I think they still do.
Do they really?
There was one
player for the Sixers when I worked for the Indiana Pacers that I got asked like every time they were in town, what are you doing after the game? So-and-so would like to see you. I go, no, that's not going to happen. But thank you. I'm flattered.
Oh, man, I would have done it.
I was going to say, I'd have done it.
Yeah.
No. Go back to a player's room.
Yeah. Would you really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. Hey, if the money's right, you know.
I wasn't throwing any cash around.
Oh, no?
Well, you get the mini bar, I would assume.
That's worth like $85.
I would have access to the player's mini bar.
We'd sit around and
watch movies.
Do you think you get a swag bag? Like, what's his name? Jeter used to give away?
Well, that was the great story that the women he would they'd have a limo, take them home, and the driver would hand them a bag.
At least he has a classy way of doing it. I like that.
That's classy, all right. Classy with dollar signs on the S's. Sure.
Just happens to have it all ready.
Just like a ride home.
Christy, I'm glad you didn't hook up with an NBA player.
Yeah, thank you.
Your gait might be a little different these days. Unless it was Spud Webb.
No, by gait, he means walk. Not,
right, I know what you mean.
Not implying that. Although that may be.
Oh, you mean the gate to the Northwest Baby Cave.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That might be.
That would probably have been damaged, too.
That could have been a little bit.
Okay, back. here's a real sports story. You want to hear this?
No.
Anything but the Kardashians.
More shoes are dropping in the college basketball bribery scandal. The latest schools tripped up.
Those facial expressions are great for radio.
Shut up, Frank. Remember when Patino and everybody in Louisville, and we said, well, you want a good team or not, okay?
Oh, it's right.
And I said, everybody's going to, and it's starting. Kansas, North Carolina State are now joining Duke and North Carolina and Louisville as college is named. A rewritten indictment released yesterday in New York alleges that an Adidas representative, Adidas, of course,
all day, I dream about sex, yes, all day, I dream about sex, yes, all day.
The representative no longer works for Adidas. Arranged for payments.
What does Puma stand for? I got the T.
Under my...
Ace?
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Let me see the back of your knee. Oh, man.
Buffalo Bills offensive lineman Richie Incognito. Once again, no one really knows what this guy looks like or what his last name is.
Very difficult.
I get it. I like it. I like it. What else?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's part of who's act after every joke. He goes, get it?
Oh, I hate that.
Says he's done amid
he's
reports.
He's funny. Laugh at this.
He's considering retirement. Says the stress is too much for him.
Yeah.
That's what Richie says.
Isn't he a rather unpleasant fellow? Didn't he have
a giant bully, I think, is what he's
racist,
been
labeled
as.
Racist. Wasn't there a little issue with this guy?
Yeah. But then the Jonathan Martin, the guy, when they played with the Dolphins, both of them. Remember, Jonathan Martin had a gun last week or something? And was arrested.
It's getting complicated.
Why do you think he's Richie Incognito?
There you go.
Come
gotta
on.
Be.
Nobody knows what he looks like.
Buffalo News quoted Incognito as saying, "I'm done. That's it." And then he added a laughing face emoji.
How'd they know it was him?
That's a great question. And now here to answer that is Frank Caliendo. Frank?
I wasn't listening to the story, Chick.
I have to be honest. I stopped listening.
So John Madden.
It's better
John
Charles Barkley.
What'd you do for your birthday, John Madden?
Yeah, you know, I did a few things. what was the first thing I did? I spent a couple hours in my Brett Favre shrine.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we had, you know, a couple of full football cards.
Did
and
your
then, vest. Yeah, I had my... I put on my feather vest.
Oh, very nice.
Sleeveful feather vest. And then I dated a Kardashian.
Wow, that's a big day.
Yeah. None of it really happened.
Did Peter Frampton like your Instagram?
Yeah,
too?
He did. Yeah.
But okay, cool.
Is John Madden on Instagram? I'm kind of doubting it, but
I doubt it.
It would be
let's
assistant.
Look.
Okay.
I'm on EventualGram. It'll happen eventually.
But you're on a ventilator.
He's, what's he,
84?
84? No. Is he 84 too?
I think so.
Not on,
it was
82, I thought.
It was, who was yesterday, the shot blocking guy from the Celtics? What's his name?
Oh, Bill Russell.
Russell was 84 yesterday. Yeah. 84.
I think John Madden turned 82 yesterday. I'll look it up.
He didn't turn that, though, Bill Russell.
There is a John Madden account, but I'm sure it's not verified. So
yeah,
I'm sure
no, that's
it's not
mine.
His.
That's mine.
Really?
Yeah, what I say.
It just says, "I'm John Madden, the creator of Madden NFL. In my world, it's all about football."
Yeah, and it is.
And he has 247 followers.
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
Does he follow Frank Caliendo?
Let's see. I can find out.
You can look that up.
No,
I think Madden has Caliendo followed. That's how that works.
No, this is a lot of... no, I don't see your name in here.
Adult
Frank.
Thriller stars?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You can always guess that. I always get like comments liked or like I'll send something out on Twitter and a comment from 2000 or something I said in 2014 will be liked. I'm like, that's odd. And then I'll go to the person and it's a woman who's naked, and then I will look at all the pictures, and then I will block her.
Yeah,
block
sure,
her.
Yeah.
I don't want that on my feed.
Sure
yeah.
You don't
want
really,
that on
you look
my
at
feed.
The pictures to make sure if you should block her.
Yes, you have to know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow Frank Caliendo, how does one do that?
Frank Caliendo. I just did.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, you did?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to follow you back.
careful there, Frank. On Instagram, you can't mute anybody.
You can't?
I mean, when you follow, you see everything. Yeah.
Oh,
you
got to
follow and then unfollow.
I don't post a lot.
Well.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
Tends to get a little chatty.
I would hate to have Christy interrupting my day. So
Christy's
much.
A great follow.
No, that's Frank Caliendo with a C and Christy Lee with a K.
Do you do Christy Lee News on Instagram? Do you do the stories, Instagram stories?
I don't do anything yet. I don't even know what I had it. I got away from social media so much, and now with this little mini tour
the
stuff
Instagram
that I'm doing,
story is the big thing now. You
and
just
what are
put
you doing
a little
that?
Video. We'll do it at the break.
Oh, awesome. I can't
now,
wait.
Let's get back to the sports page. Chick.
Why?
NFL fans.
There was no reason for that.
I
there was no reason
Frank
for
on that. NFL fans, your long national nightmare is over. The Thursday night games, what was the big problem with the Thursday night games?
That they exist?
That they were there?
That they exist. Of course, that's number one. But number two would be those stupid color rush uniforms. The monochromatic.
Oh, yeah.
I love those. Green. They're getting rid of those?
They're getting rid of those.
Are they still going to have the extremely complicated plays? You can still have that?
How should I answer that? I'm going to say yes.
Okay, good.
And they're going to look at the schedule and make it a stronger slate of games this upcoming season.
Is that wonderful?
Ratings have been down.
But I wonder if that's also because Fox has it too. And Fox, right? Aren't they on Fox now Thursday?
Bill Wanger. The Wanger.
The Wanger.
W-A-N-G-E-R. Bill Wanger of Fox Sports says alternate uniforms on Thursday Night Football are going away.
Which means sales weren't good for them.
Hardcore
yep.
fans. Well, the Redskins last year, they were on a Thursday night game. They revolted. They were supposed to wear all gold uniforms, which look a little bit more mustard than really
and they
gold.
Chose not
and
to.
They went all burgundy instead. So, and they're going to make the I say it again. We're going to make the slate stronger. The bigger issue is making sure games are competitive, even with better scheduling. That's something that's going to be tough to do because the league rule is every team has to play a Thursday night. So that makes it a little rough.
Yeah.
So here we go.
We'll okay.
see. And now, on to the Snoop story. Last week, Seth Rogen was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Seth and Snoop discussed who was on the Mount Rushmore of weed.
I thought the Mount Rushmore thing had finally died down.
No, it's still out there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if you're going to do Mount Rushmore, there's one rule.
What?
Four.
Yeah, it okay. has to be four.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't do the Mount Rushmore and have, well, remember this big argument a couple of years ago, and then I forget what it was. It was some NFL thing, and they had 10 people on the Mount Rushmore. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they did. I've only heard four.
Okay, well, who's the Mount Rushmore of pot? Can we guess?
Sure, go ahead.
Snoop.
Can Snoop be on it?
No. Yes.
He's got to be on it.
Snoop is on it.
Okay, and it's his Mount Rushmore. That
right. So Snoop and
Bob Marley.
No. Oh, no, really? But I think Bob Marley should be on it.
Are you kidding? Of course he should.
Sure.
Not on it.
Then it's wrong.
Willie?
Willie Nelson? Thank you, Ace. Snoop
job,
and Willie?
Ace.
Two more.
I know. It's just so obvious. Are the two associated with one another at all times?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
Cheech and Chong?
Cheech and Chong has been replaced by Seth Rogen.
Completely wrong.
Yeah, that is.
And Woody Harrelson is on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Snoop, Willie, Woody, and Seth Rogen.
No, Woody Harrelson.
Woody's been a huge advocate for years.
That's Snoop's.
No.
But you could have your own Mount Rushmore.
Well, he's wrong. The real Mount Rushmore would be Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson, and Bob Marley.
I think Snoop, though.
Would Cheech and Chong count as one or two?
You know, it's 2018. Let's have a couple Mount Rushmores. Huh? Everybody can win. Right.
Oh, so this is like everybody gets a participation trophy?
Absolutely.
So everybody,
50 heads
every president has their own Mount Rushmore?
50 heads on Mount Rushmore.
Can you imagine like the lesser Mount Rushmore? You have the four worst presidents. God, we'll have to ask Dean who they'd be. He's our presidential expert.
He's biased.
He's got presidential bias.
Who was the one who was in for a month? William Henry Harrison? Give him a Mount Rushmore. And
he died of the flu or something?
Well, there's a...
Didn't he get the flu when he was being
inaugurated?
Yeah.
I thought there was a news story that that's not what killed him.
Oh, really?
Didn't he just take the job so he'd get the free funeral? He already knew he was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the way I heard it.
A long way around to get a free funeral.
We have a tribute.
Put him in the backyard.
To presidents or marijuana?
Well, we have tributes to the presidents. We'll save those for President's Day next year. By the way, you can start sending in your votes of who you want Christie to be. Every year, everyone wants her to be Teddy Roosevelt again.
That's because that first year was magical. It was lightning in a bottle.
We dressed,
Let
by the way.
Let me tell you what.
I'll pull Frank away from Instagram for a second.
I'm following everybody in the room.
Just like my Eleanor Roosevelt. Lightning
we dress as presidents every year on President's Day. Do you want to join us next year?
I don't.
That's a hard no.
You could do your George Bush.
Ah, yeah, man. I'd be ready for it. Why couldn't I be myself? Why couldn't I make it? Does it have to be former? It could be by that
kind.
But that's. I'm thinking of things through just as the future.
Do you do the elder George Bush or just the W?
I never did because Dana Carvey had it so nailed and everybody.
Not going to do it. Yeah.
Everybody you ever heard do that. Do you know how hard it was for me not to mock you right there?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But everybody did that, so it was even hard to do that impression, even nail it, if you did it like dead on, because everybody thought he'd
sound. Did you do Reagan?
I think I can't everybody. Well, that's not.
Well.
Yeah, everybody can. Well, I have no recollection.
Speaking of Reagan, you watching The Americans? Have you seen the second episode?
I haven't. I started to watch it last night.
Oh, you guys watch that show?
It's my favorite show.
Oh, I'm so happy! We love it. Well, we hung
in
after
last
season.
That's the best show on TV. Last
Fantastic.
Year, a little slow.
Yeah.
Are they bringing back the next-door neighbor FBI guy?
What do you mean?
He's
of course.
My favorite character.
He's in it.
He was barely in the first one.
What?
But that's the way really good television works. Yeah. You don't have everybody in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not NHL hockey.
By the way, that's
hold on. I'm gonna
playoff news,
Hold on. I gotta unfollow Josh on Instagram. After that.
So the Mount Rushmore of weed does not include Willie Nelson.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's Willie, Snoop, Seth Rogen,
and Woody Harrelson.
And Woody Harrelson.
That's way wrong.
Yeah.
Well, let's do our tribute to Willie Nelson.
Some people say Bob Marley.
Here's our tribute to Willie Nelson.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Well, I've tried it, my friend. And I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
The last words I spoke before they tucked me in.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I hopped on his old bus, the Honeysuckle Road.
The party was Vegas, it was after the show.
Alone in the front lounge, just me and him.
With one parting puff, Grim Creeper sat in. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I know one's a-coming, cause I'm smelling smoke.
No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by.
With a smile on my face and a great contact high. I'll never smoke weed, Willie, again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
In the fetal position, with drool on my chin.
I messed up and smoked weed with Willie again.
Live in the studios, Toby Keith, Scotty Emmerich, and the classic Weed with Willie Again. In honor of a guy who may or may not be on the Mount Rushmore of pot, Willie Nelson. Up next, we'll debate that. We're hanging out with comedian Frank Caliendo. We'll give you some of Frank's tour dates. By the way, it's the casino tour coming up, including Northwood, Iowa, Davenport, Iowa, and near Des Moines, Altoona, Iowa. Details momentarily. Up next, Chick, is that sports?
Well, kind of, sort of. We have a shortage of a confection.
Ooh,
in
no.
Sports? Okay.
Yeah, let's call it in sports.
Okay. And
I want to cause a panic. That's my goal today.
Okay. And we have drunks in the news, as usual. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Pay attention, everybody.
God, okay? Like we're kids.
Try to focus. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm getting dizzy from trying to watch Frank Caliendo and Christy take a selfie for the last 7 minutes.
That was the definition of the blind leading the blind over
Frank's
here.
Head is twice as big as Christy's. So
we were doing an Instagram story.
Christy's trying to get closer so her head looks like it's normal size. Very odd. Did you guys finally get the picture done?
Yeah, it was great.
Where are you posting
video.
It?
It's on Instagram. Instagram story, Frank Caliendo. Check it out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, see? Yeah. She's already... Wow. Can you do that with the bullhorn?
Hey, Frank, just a real quick...
Frank Caliendo!
No. No, I know what you're going to say, and can you stop starting segments while I'm eating?
Could you possibly not eat every second you're in here?
Just off the mouth.
Do you eat during your live shows coming
yes.
to Port
yes.
Charlotte this Friday?
Oh, it's sorry. Nuts.
Has anybody ever done that? I mean, I know people drink while they're on stage, like Ron White or whatever.
I eat.
Oh, I've seen people eat it on stage. No.
I saw a guy take up his chicken wings, and he goes, I got these while the host was up, and I need to finish them. And he finished them while he did the
You're
first.
You're kidding.
I'm not making this up.
See, I eat them in character.
Oh, there, you can get away with that.
Ah, yes. This is the tastiest wing I've ever had.
I'm eating the wrong end.
I think they have video of me doing that.
There's one guy who does the thing where he gets up on stage and goes, I'm not going to get off till my pizza gets here, and he orders a pizza on stage.
That's a little gimmicky.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Just a little.
It was actually pretty funny. Comedian Frank Caliendo has joined us, and as I mentioned, it's Port Charlotte, Fort Myers, Florida, coming up this Friday at the Comedy Zone. You're doing a couple different things. Plus, you're doing your casino tour in Northwood, Iowa, Davenport, Iowa, Altoona, Iowa, and that would be April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Details coming up. Also, Sacramento, Wednesday, May 2nd at the Punchline.
Yeah.
So you can see Frank Caliendo live and in person with some all-new stuff. And
you know, yeah, can I tell you how I working on the new stuff? So there'll be some of the old stuff. There'll be the new stuff. They'll be mixing it together and trying to find a new blend. But did I tell you how I actually have started looking at some of the dates where I want to go do the clubs?
Mm.
I searched the Bob and Tom stations page.
Oh, okay. Nice. I thought you were going to say you were looking for good places to play ping pong.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I use this internet all the time for everything.
Yeah, I'm going
to. I really know. It's really convenient, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's helpful. Like, it is. All the information's out there.
Mm. Now, Frank is a master of many voices. We yesterday tried to determine voices he couldn't do.
As soon as we got to like 35,000, I felt very. I felt like Josh does in an intimate situation.
Oh.
No, I'm just trying to relay and be part of the team.
I think that was off the air we were talking about.
Was that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I hear that gets
no, that makes
air.
It sound worse than what it was.
What that's, does?
All we were talking about was that I'm on a certain medication that it takes me a while to complete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about you're a considerate lover.
Yes.
That or?
Quite generous.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. What? Don't act so excited, Frank.
Hey, comedy. Just telling you from the videos I have.
Okay.
Now, can we get back to the sports section, please?
Bad sports.
I thought you said you had a.
Well, there was a snafu in paperwork, and apparently, Christy has my last. I just saw it as a fun story. It wasn't
actually.
Sports,
did you see where Roseanne beat in the ratings?
I've watched all the episodes of Roseanne. It's very funny.
Roseanne continues to dominate in the ratings. The ABC reboot of the sitcom landed in the number one spot on the weekly Nielsen, beating the Villanova win over Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we all know the reason why, don't we? It all comes down to me. And that's why, Roseanne, I'm even...
Yeah, Mr. President, they mentioned you like once in an episode.
And that's more than anybody else.
Well, unless you're on Saturday Night Live.
A huge footprint.
Saturday Night Live doing the greatest ratings they've ever had, talking about me. Even if you go back and look at old Roseanne episodes from the 90s, 80s, whenever it was, those are doing better. And that's because of me as well. Because I have a time machine and I travel with some Russian friends. It's Frank, a Russian time machine.
Can you do John Goodman?
No. No. I never really figured out what to do with it. People say I look like a tiny John Goodman, especially when I'm heavier. But I find
him to be one of the most appealing people. I just love that guy.
Yeah, he's very likable.
What's the movie? Is it Flight? Where he plays the drug dealer.
He's great in that.
God, the scene where the guy
he
comes up the door
drug
and he goes.
Well, he's Denzel's good friend, but he does. Okay. Yeah, he sells drugs.
Oh, that's
he's
a procurer. Character.
Yeah.
But he's the scene where he goes, okay, CeeLo. That just cracks me up. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're off topic. Oh, so what's the story that Christy has that
show.
You were supposed to have?
Here Candy it is
lovers.
Now.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Candy
Do
lovers.
It at the same time. Read it at the same time. Nothing.
Candy lovers in the Northeast are evidently going into panic mode
Why?
Now that the country's
the country.
Oldest candy company, Necco, might be going out of business.
Oh, the Necco wafers?
The Necco wafers.
Awful.
Can People are rushing
chalk,
to stock
please?
Up despite the product's relative unpopularity. In fact, a Florida woman loves the Necco wafers so much that she apparently, 23-year-old Katie Samuels.
23.
Yeah. She reached out to the candy wholesaler, candystore.com, and offered her 2003 Honda Accord for all of their Necco wafers in stock. She says childhood memories of pretending the candies were communion at her grandmother's home.
Doing a 2003
we did that
Honda
when we were a kid. Yeah.
For all of their. That seems kind of light.
Yeah. They did not accept her offer, by the way, but she did manage to buy 4 dozen rolls of the candy.
They're terrible. Yep. They taste like chalk.
I love Necco wafers. What's wrong with you?
Who doesn't
don't
like
the
Necco
chocolate
wafer?
Ones? Oh, come
it's
on.
It's like a sweet tart. It's
no,
like
it's
a,
not.
It's like a candy heart.
According to the Wall Street
like
Journal,
drywall.
By the way, though. The Necco product sales spiked by 50% after news broke that the candies may disappear forever.
Why would they make a candy that tastes like drywall? That doesn't make any sense.
There's all kinds of stuff that tastes terrible, and it's just people are like lemmings. Oh, it looks like candy. It's wrapped up like candy. Tastes like drywall. Oh, that's popular.
Yeah, that's how I got my brother to eat some bouillon cubes.
Is this the jail brother?
No, it was the youngest brother.
What'd you tell him? They tasted like...
I go, hey, try this candy and let me know if it's any good.
Was it still wrapped in the silver?
Yeah, it was in like a silver.
Yeah.
Is that like is it a cartoon? Like when you swallow the bouillon, it expands a giant vat of soup and then...
Can you still get bouillon cubes?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Of course. They're good. If you're making bouillon, that's what they're for.
Well,
you don't
I used them in
them.
The crock pot the other day when I made something.
Beef broth. Yeah, beef broth. You get, I don't know about bouillon, but yeah, you can buy packages of broth.
So
back to Utah.
Weren't Necco wafers, wasn't there a famous thing, am I getting this right, where Necco wafers, people were heaving them into those highway, remember they used to have those basket highway things instead
the toll booth.
At a toll booth, instead of having a teller, they'd have a giant basket you heave your change in.
Mm-hmm.
And Necco wafers would work as a quarter.
Really?
What?
Really?
I never heard that.
I think so.
I would have thought they'd be too fragile.
Too light. They break.
Or too non.
I think they screwed up the machine. Maybe that was something that someone said, and then it ruined it for the. The point being, if you want your Necco wafers, someone will probably buy this place up and
everything. Sure.
Keep making that crappy candy. Or you can just go get some drywall from a dumpster and chew on it. Up next, we have more marijuana in the news. And we have a guy robbing a bank I won't tell you why.
Get some money?
It's not just for the money.
Oh.
It's for love.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's next. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, an old filthy sweater. Yeah, that's right. You are such a jackass.
Don't call our guests that.
I know, I'm talking to you, Griswold.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom. It's the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I love it when we lose a guest. Caliendo's here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, but Christy showed him how Instagram works.
No, she didn't show. She showed me a couple of things about Instagram.
Right.
And then we quickly got out of her realm.
Okay. He's obsessed with it. Now, if someone wants to contact Mr. Caliendo on Instagram, Christy, what do they do?
They go to Frank Caliendo on Instagram. It's pretty easy.
Don't sound so disgusted.
What if somebody wants to follow you?
Christy Lee News. What if they want to follow you?
Chick McGee 1.
Chick McGee 1's Twitter, the Chick McGee on Instagram. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Josh Arnold on everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the same thing on everything?
Yeah. Although I'm only on two things now.
What? Paxil and what else?
Ouch, man.
Funny Tom.
The occasional Xanax.
It's called a callback, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, we'll be joined by comedian Greg Warren, one of my favorites.
Bully.
Actor Ike Barinholtz from the movie you saw yesterday.
Blockers. Well, blank blockers, yeah.
Blank blockers.
I guess it's supposed to be called, you know, C blockers.
Croc?
Oh, those sunglasses?
Those are blue bloggers.
The plot of the movie is that their daughter is bound and determined to get laid on prom night or something.
Yeah, three girls have decided they're gonna lose their virginity on prom night, and the parents find out about this and try to step in.
Right.
And it's funny. It's sweet.
John Cena does
sounds sweet.
Doesn't
I mean, it really, it's there's nice maybe relationship between the parents and the kids.
In the preview, I think Cena does a butt chug scene or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's plenty of gross out humor.
Time out.
As well.
I thought you were going to go with him yesterday.
No.
No, you invited him. Hey, you want to go?
Yeah, you want to go see blockers?
No, I knew when Tom.
Hey, you want to go
said,
by yourself?
Yeah, that's exactly what he meant.
Hey, you want to go for me?
I was not alone. I went with our producer, Dean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and Dean.
Dean left quite a bit.
Everything
yeah.
better. He waves.
Although Dean messed me up a little bit.
Why?
He got there before I did.
Right.
And I was all excited. I checked in with my movie pass on my phone. So that means I get to go in and see it for free, essentially, because I have the movie pass.
Other than the yearly.
Dean bought me my ticket.
Oh.
And now I owe him $7.75 as opposed to just using my
movie.
How
about the popcorn? Did you buy the popcorn?
No, Dean had popcorn and soda. I had a bottle of water.
So he was.
Dean has a popcorn pass.
Yeah. I should have bought him his popcorn and.
In return.
Now, if I were Dean, I'd lord that over you, that you owe me $7.75.
Actually, I go, well, at least I guess I owe you the $7.75, and he goes, no, just Just take me to a movie sometime. That's how I make friends.
Okay, this has gotten weird. Where were we? Frank Caliendo was our guest. Frank Caliendo is a very fine comedian. You probably know Frank from Mad TV, from ESPN, from Fox, and lots of sports stuff. But Frank is much more than a sportsman. Oh, yes, he goes deep.
What the hell does that mean?
I never
knew.
Do
you ever listen to yourself when you talk?
I can't. I'm too busy talking.
All right. See, fair enough.
The thinking is way back here trying to catch up to the talking. It's hard.
No, that's the most profound thing you've ever said on the show.
Thank you very much. Frank does all kinds of cool stuff. We'll find out what some of that stuff is. Also, Greg Warren's going to be joining us, but apparently we have a couple of news stories you wanted to squeeze in here.
Well, we had the Necco wafers story before the break.
Once again, Necco wafers.
Delicious.
They're
I suppose you don't like sweet tarts either.
I like sweet tarts. I'm just saying Necco wafers is going out of business
for
a reason.
What about Skittles? You like Skittles?
I've got Skittles in my car right now.
You're not eating Skittles.
Are they in the carpet or
the kids are eating Skittles?
I have
a bag
of Skittles in my car right now.
Is that what you use as a treat?
No, I may have taken one of my little girls to a movie the other day and she couldn't finish the. Of course, you have to buy that monster bag when you
You
have $12 worth of Skittles and it's the size of the afterbirth of an elephant.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to make it relatable. That's why. I'm sorry.
Big Boy is getting a museum in Ohio.
Yes.
Cincinnati-based Frisch's Big Boy double-decker burger restaurant chain will unveil it today at the chain's original mainliner restaurant. Have you been there, Chick?
I have. Probably.
It's the in original Fairfax.
Probably original restaurant.
Just east of Cincinnati.
Frisch's is a big deal in Ohio, but it's like Bob's, Big Boy, everywhere else, and then there's Shoney's Big Boy.
That's what we had in St. Louis, the Shoney's Big Boy.
Used to be Manners Big Boy.
Manners Big Boy. Elias Brothers
Big Boy. I think one of the hardest, I think I've ever laughed in my life at a movie is when in outer space.
And Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
That's so unexpected and so brilliant.
It's the Big Boy. Well, they've always offered wonderful food at an affordable price.
God, that's just so funny.
Yeah. The brawny lad.
Yes.
The Big Boy Museum sounds good.
Yes, opening today in Cincinnati. Congratulations.
And yesterday we learned about the Spam Museum.
Love
in
the
Austin,
Spam Museum.
Minnesota, yes.
I have been.
Barely you heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're going to be real close to it. One of your gigs.
You should go. You should make time.
I did. When I worked at that casino, I went up and I saw the Spam Museum.
All right.
Are you a Spam fan?
I love it.
They have a little movie you can watch.
Do they?
Yes. And then you start off.
You're in a very little can. It's a very little thing.
You get that slime all over you.
They coach you in that jelly.
Yeah.
And then
it's like a Nickelodeon show.
Josh and I did a fat thing together. Remember the spam day we had?
I do. It was wonderful.
Spam and cartoons.
We had three different types of spam and Hawaiian bread and cartoons.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
There are three different types of spam?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a jalapeno spam.
Right.
Yeah.
And, there's good, really good spam and great spam.
I had no idea. I thought spam was just spam.
I like it because it's very, very salty.
There's certain turkey spam.
Is there turkey spam?
Yep.
I have memories attached to spam because my grandpa, who was in the Army, used to make it for us. Oh. So it was like, I think I'm salivating for spam right now.
It's delicious.
I had trouble getting words out. I'm either emotional or hungry.
How would he prepare it?
I haven't eaten for a while. So.
Would he like slice it up and fry it up? Eggs
yeah, fry it up and egg it. Not egg it. Why did I say egg it?
No, I like the way you said that.
My head as it matched up to the...
Hey, fry it up and egg it for me.
Egg that spam.
Yeah.
Huh. Take luck and care sometime. I regained it there.
What's the deal?
Hey, the people behind the Blues Clues reboot. What?
I've just been handed this. What does this mean?
Words out.
Spam, 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 spam.
It's what's for dinner tonight.
Sam Elliott is what that is.
Or is it our comedy friend?
That's pretty funny. Let's
doing Sam Elliott's voice.
Oh, sorry.
Words out.
Spam, 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 spam.
It's what's for dinner
Scott
tonight.
Henry.
No, that's real. That's really Sam Elliott.
Is that Sam? Okay.
Yeah, Scott Henry, who can do a great Sam Elliott, will
be
our guest on Friday. Yeah. And this is a teaser.
No kidding.
This is a teaser.
Despacito.
Do you know what that is, Frank?
That's a song.
Yeah, very good.
Isn't it the most popular song in the world, right?
It's the, the most.
We can do that story right now.
I know what that is.
The biggest YouTube.
YouTube was
of all kinds.
A race.
After becoming.
Can you grab that?
Sure. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Mom and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey,
Donnie.
I like that Spaniard tape you just played. Man, chicks get into that. Their hips start moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it again. Just let Christy go round and round on it. That's crazy news about Necco wafers going out of business.
Well, apparently they're trying to find a buyer, but Necco wafers, I never liked them. They taste like chalk.
Oh. Well, that sucks. How are people going to balance their chairs when one leg's longer than the other now? I swear to God, unlike you, Tom, I always thought, you know, tastes like chalk, and why pay market price for sidewalk chalk or Tums when you got Necco wafers in your pantry?
Yeah.
I always had them wafers from the start. I hated them things since I grew up on a fixed income, and we could never get brand-name cereals. So my mom, Phyllis, would just put a few on the cutting board, take the biscuit roller over about a roll of Necco wafers, and those are my homemade Lucky Charms. I swear to God. Only trouble was, they wouldn't always break off well-rounded like custom charms.
Uh-huh.
So my day started chewing up razor-sharp shards of expired wafer, and some days the roof of my mouth looked like somebody had been stripping tobacco in it. I swear to God. Surprised they stayed in business this long. Man, there's a ton of other candies that survived extinction. What about Dots? You guys like Dots?
Dots. Yeah. Oh, those really chewy things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like gummy dots?
Yeah.
I'm convincing things only made it all these years because they're shaped like ice cold nipples. I swear to God. You laugh. I dated Patty Ferguson back when she was breastfeeding.
Uh-huh.
And she used to keep a box just for decoys, and it would stave off little baby Dennis until she could get a blanket or find an ashtray to put her heater out. Me and Scotty Winkler also figured out you could freeze Dots and fire him out of his Mossberg shotgun. His old man ran a body shop, so back then his dad would pass a Dot up nearby parking lots and spray him with unidentified door dings to help generate business.
Okay.
I swear to God. And they'd never suspect his dad was behind the scam on account he was diabetic and couldn't eat salt anyway.
Uh-huh.
But Necco wafers is finally where it's prayed I would be out of business. I just wonder what my friend Lonnie Hubbard's going to do to replace his ear gauges now.
Oh,
he'll have to go back to bottle caps or Junior Mints. I gotta go.
All right, bye, Donnie. Thank you.
Necco
so
wafers.
Informative.
Yeah, that was good. You can use them as poker chips, I guess.
Yeah.
Never liked them. I'm not going to miss them.
I like the table thing. I had that at lunch yesterday where the table's uneven. Yeah. And
isn't your favorite candy Nestle's Crunch Bar?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So delightful. Or yeah. Hershey's chocolate. Just simple. I'm a simple man. Simple. Your favorite candy, Frank Caliendo?
Steak.
An honest man.
I like to think it's... I don't know.
Words out.
It's what's for dinner tonight.
Coming up, we'll have Despacito and another musical interlude.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. Are getting very confusing. This is what happens when guests get a little too comfortable.
Yeah, my.
All of a sudden, everyone's running around trying to do stuff for Frank Caliendo.
Not only that, I can just see the people. Everyone's up here like, is he interrupting again? Yeah.
Frank Caliendo can be found on Instagram. You might have seen him on ESPN. You might have seen him on Fox Television. You might have seen him on, of course, Mad TV. He's doing a special tour. I'll tell you some of those dates in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Coming up, one of my favorites, comedian Greg Warren will be joining us. Ike Barinholtz from the new movie Sea Blockers.
Sure. It's just Blockers.
Blockers.
Greg
I wish we could block Greg Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
How about that? What a jerk.
Where's he going to sit?
I hope
right next to you.
Right in that jerk chair.
He sits. Can I switch with him and sit?
No!
I want to sit next to Chick.
No. Frank.
Why not?
No.
Because. You can
because you'll get nothing done then.
That's exactly
because
right.
You'll
sit over here. We'll play footsie. And,
no, because you'll be playing with Chick's toys, and that'll distract
There's a
him.
Lot of stuff. What's there? Like a
fidget spinner.
Oh,
albino gorilla mask. Is that what that is?
No, it's a dog mask. Put remember the eagles?
Show the dog mask.
Oh, this is somewhat visual.
Well, you should have the VIP website because Josh and I are doing our own show over there.
Yeah, we got a little...
Be something I could Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened? Two reporters were involved in a fight.
Yes.
During last Friday's game between the Cubs and the Brewers.
That's in my hometown, Milwaukee.
And as a result, one is facing felony charges.
My God, what'd he do?
According to reports...
Tax evasion.
WITI TV's where they are working hard for you.
Yeah.
AJ Bayatpour, Bayatpour. AJ was arrested on substantial battery charges after allegedly causing significant injury to WTMJ TV reporter.
See, he's got TMJ.
TMJ there.
See? TMJ,
Joffrey,
you got no idea what we're talking about, do you?
I'm starting to understand it as you brought it up.
TMJ is like a syndrome or a disease or whatever.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so
okay.
That's a very clever joke.
Do you know what WTMJ actually, it's brilliant. Did you, do you know what TMJ stands for?
What?
The Milwaukee Journal.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting.
See, that takes all the comedy out of that, but thank you for the observation.
No, I'm not about comedy here.
He's trying to help. He's looking at the bigger picture.
I don't understand why you think it's more important to have jokes that need to be explained than me giving out factual information. It's like the difference between a cup you would get at some kind of vacation type restaurant at the Wisconsin Dells and a Bazooka Joe joke.
There you have it.
Come on.
I just got lost.
So why is he?
Anyway, WTMJ TV reporter Ben.
Yes.
Ben Jordan. Yeah. The police report stated that the confrontation began when Bayatpour, this is AJ, I'm going to call him AJ because I don't know how to. AJ criticized Ben Jordan's co-worker, Madeline Anderson.
I thought his name was going to be Sell It Less.
Hang in. Jordan is said to have stepped in to defend Anderson, his girlfriend, and was then punched in the face. AJ has since been released from the Milwaukee County Jail on bail. Tribune Broadcasting, the parent company of WITI-TV, working hard for you, said in a statement, we're aware of the employee was involved in an altercation and we're investigating the incident. There you go. Don't talk bad
about
fake
news. That's what's going on. These people
thank you, Mr.
are
President.
Punching each other.
Could be.
And it's a knockout blow to the way we should be seeing this country.
Man defending his girlfriend's honor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what turned out.
He's a hero.
Probably more interesting than the actual game. Just saying.
Cubs and the Brewers? That's probably a good.
Could be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it? What happened?
Who won the game?
So obviously he didn't care.
Who won the game?
My point is...
I think he just proved his point, huh? I'm on Tom's side.
Thank you very much.
Is it cool? Is it cool? Is it cool?
Back to you, Tom.
Man, this show's weird today.
I think I started it off. Yeah. I came in here...
I like the new Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, I'm a little...
You're kind of a little more...
Yeah, it's kind of like a not the word isn't gnome, but I'm kind of like causing little bits of trouble here.
Impish. Yes.
I'm kind of impish today. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into people's coffee and stuff.
Have you had
everybody except
today?
For Tom? My magical dust doesn't work on Tom.
I have to be the adult in the room.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is the bathroom fixed?
Yes, sort of.
It is. Sort of.
No.
Yeah, I fixed it.
No, it is.
That's what I did after I played some ping pong, and then I came in to fix the toilet.
There's an issue, but it's fine.
I thought we had to order
There's an issue, but it's fine.
Well, you have to...
You can't have an issue and
well, no,
fine.
You have to kind of hold the flushing valve down.
Yeah, that's what happened yesterday.
That's what the problem's
been. That was the whole problem.
What about the ladies' room seat?
What's wrong with that?
There's no hole in it.
That's a problem. Yeah.
I think, has anybody checked the underside of the lid?
I don't lift the lid to go. That'll be a surprise to you.
Boy, that'd be funny. you should do that. Every time you walk out, leave the lid up, and everyone's going to be wondering, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, why does she do
What's
that?
The deal here?
Why has that become a... I've always asked that question. Why don't ladies leave the seat up instead of us having to put it down?
Brother, don't...
Now, if we're using their bathroom, we put the seat down.
No, he doesn't.
Now, if it's a co-ed bathroom...
He does not put the
seat down. It's a courtesy to put it down.
Yeah, just put the seat down. It's not that hard.
Doesn't the seat have...
The seat up. It's
does
not
it have
that
the
hard.
Full ring? Why don't you just get the one that's the U instead of the O? You know what I mean? So there's the...
What?
Space?
Yeah, the space in
so
there.
If you see a U, a toilet seat, you don't lift it?
No way.
No way.
That's why there's the space there.
At your age, don't you have the bifurcated stream?
Well, but what?
You know, you got to choose.
Will you stop with that?
No, there are always even the straightest.
You have to choose which one goes in the toilet, the big one or the little one?
Even a non-bifurcated stream
bifurcated.
Has little shoot-off dot, like drops, like a comet shooting through space.
It is like a comet.
Yeah.
When Josh goes, it's like a water wiggle.
Poor Josh. No, what have you done?
I've always been a sprayer, so. I've never had.
You're a grower, not a shower, and a sprayer.
Okay. Yeah, a sprayer, not a sayer.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means. Could we move on?
No.
After becoming
great.
The most watched YouTube video ever.
Oh, no.
This one?
Oh, for God's sake, what's wrong with you?
I've got to get this.
Maybe it's El DeBarge.
Despacito. Why are you playing 18 things at once?
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que le diga cosas al oído.
Can I turn it down?
Yeah, that's
a great song.
No, it's not.
It's great.
That sounds like any generic Muzak at any Mexican restaurant I've ever been to.
Wow, you
guys
are
wrong. It was temporarily deleted by hackers. The video recently reached 5 billion views before it disappeared days later. Several other artists, including Shakira, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, and Drake were also targeted by the hackers. Despacito has since been reinstated with the same number of views it had before the hack.
So the hack did nothing. This is barely news.
What do you have against this song? It's a great song.
I mean, there's truth to that. There's a big truth to
that. I know who did it, obviously.
Who?
That guy, Psy.
Oh.
If you play...
If. You think there's an if in this?
He's got his finger on it right now, laughing like a lunatic.
You know who Psy is, don't you?
No. Yeah.
Open Gangnam Style.
There he goes.
Horsey dance.
And once again, if you haven't seen the YouTube video where Psy is at Dodger Stadium and Tommy Lasorda is sitting watching Psy dance, it's the funniest thing in the history of the
Tommy
world.
Tommy Lasorda, can you imagine what's running through his head?
Like, who is this?
Where am I?
Yeah, that's not far from the truth. Tommy Lasorda introduced himself to me 5 times in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Tommy Lasorda.
Like you'd forget his name? Or he was forgetting his own name?
He just forgot.
That's just sad, okay?
Oh, he's a great guy.
How dare you mock Gangnam Style, Despacito, and Tommy Lasorda
if you want a song like it's called Certamente by Madra Blue. That's a good song.
May I hear
Despacito
that?
Despacito was a
I'm
great
looking for
song.
Some music for a dance.
For a dance? I don't know if it's kind of a groove. It's not really a dancing song.
Could you do... Mm.
I lean toward grooves instead of dancing songs. Oh. You have Certamente over there?
No, of course I don't.
Of course, it's Certamente.
Ooh, what about Opa Griswold Style?
Opa Gangnam Style.
I like that idea.
I do too.
What a piece of crap.
That would have been the funniest bit of 2010.
Well, yes. I tried to do Opa Gruden Style. I tried to do that at ESPN, but they wouldn't buy the music. The music was astronomical.
Did you see the episode of Saturday Night Live when that Gangnam Style was at its absolute height? This guy surprised and came out live. God, was that funny.
Why do you like that song so much?
Yeah, what's wrong
with
you?
It's funny.
It's stupid.
It's so well written.
No, it's
ridiculous. It's tremendous.
It's hilarious. The horsey dance.
Hello There is funnier than that.
Oh, God, please.
You mean...
Hello There is funnier.
Hello there, hello there.
Get ready, Frank. Hello there. My point.
Everywhere we go, we say hello there.
Hello there. Notice how Frank didn't play along with
the
game.
You know
game.
Why I didn't? Because I got tweets yesterday. People saying, could you tell him to stop doing that?
I know. Yeah. We get them every day.
And that's why he does it more. They don't understand.
Okay, the humorless. They're loving the tweet. Fine. What's this? Is this Strawberry Letter 23?
This is Certamente.
Yeah, it's too slow. I can't use that.
Could you not play it through your phone?
Sorry.
Is that incidental music from CSI? Like where they're showing establishing shots of the stratosphere?
Yes, that's how boring that is. Okay, we've established it. None of you have any taste. Okay, I'm sorry. So Despacito...
When's Warren get here? A buddy of mine. Yeah.
Despacito pulled from YouTube, but it's back.
It's back. Everything's fine.
Yeah, hackers got into YouTube videos yesterday.
Is the video particularly interesting?
I have not seen it.
I just think it's a great song. I think it's super catchy.
I bet
it's very catchy.
Do you like the Justin Bieber one?
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah.
It's not my
I love catchy songs. That's not catchy.
You don't think?
You know what? It does not stand out enough from other songs like it.
It's the most viewed show in the history, so it must be catchy to somebody.
I guess.
Either that or there are boobs in the video, or it's got something that's appealing to 8-year-olds who watch it 15 times a day.
Are there puppets in it?
Are there puppets in it?
Well, if there were puppets in it, it'd be even bigger.
Maybe the kids like the puppets. You like a puppet, Frank?
You like a big boobed puppet? You know, a combination of the.
You like a nude puppet, like a sex puppet, like a sex doll, like something you have sex with.
You like
Frank?
Puppet porn,
you
Frank?
Like gladiator puppets, Frank.
Oh,
you ever
wow.
seen a grown puppet naked?
This is a new.
You like puppet?
This
porn?
Is a new thing we're doing, Frank. We have a guest.
Puppet
don't
porn?
Let them,
did you say?
Talk.
It's Josh and Chick peppering the guest with questions.
I'm googling. Well, I'm
we
duck duck going.
We can do this if you move my hand.
Time to move on. What else have you got, Christy?
Well, we have a sad note. We have some other music. This is the Staple Singers.
What?
I think you have a Staple Singers song, right?
Who? Which one? Mavis?
No. Respect yourself, or I'll take. Come on. Yeah.
This is a groove.
Now you're
This
doing
is
it.
A great song.
This is a great song.
My favorite story about this song is Paul Simon.
We love you, Frank.
Paul Simon heard the Staple Singer, and he said, I want that black rhythm background that's in the Staple Singers. I want that on my next record. And it's the White Southern Boys from Muscle Shoals. That's who it is. Simon was way off.
Huh. Yvonne Staples has passed away at the age of 80.
Oh.
She died yesterday at her home in Chicago.
Listen to that.
Mavis. A documentary about Mavis.
Mavis is the star, but Yvonne also.
And Yvonne is in the documentary.
That is great.
Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. So.
Also, she founded Staples, the office supply store.
I did not know that.
Yes, that's true.
That's why she was so busy, you didn't hear much about her.
Right,
she put
that's right.
Mavis up front because she was busy
correct.
Selling mm-hmm. notebooks. Got it.
Okay. She invented the stapler.
That is true also.
Start at the beginning
right.
here, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the staple gun.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne had a keen business sense, actually. This is no, I'm not making this up. She was actually Mavis's road manager.
Oh, have you ever used a staple gun, Christy?
No, I have not.
If you're on a job site using a staple gun, chick knows this. It takes about, what, 60 seconds when you figure out, wait a second.
If that long.
If I pull this flange back, I can shoot staples at my
friends.
I
don't think staple guns have like a safety flange on them. I think
sure, you got
not the ones my buddy and I used to shoot staples into our legs.
It's hilarious.
Why did I think you were going to say staple our penis to our legs?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
you stapled a penis to another penis? Is that what you did?
We did, yeah. Yeah, he took his penis and I took mine and we stapled them together.
That's crazy.
I did that once. God, that I hurt my knee.
And then we clotheslined people.
Hey, the good news, we've lost Frank Caliendo. He's on Instagram again.
No, I was looking something up to see if I could research for a joke, and I can't.
Puppet porn?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a little more into
it. Puppet porn.
What are you so afraid of?
He likes puppets. You know that.
Yeah, sorry. I do, too.
He doesn't want to know that puppets have sex.
Where do you think baby puppets come from? Okay?
Quit being such a prude.
Yes. Puppets have sex?
First of all, they can't because the strings would get caught with each other.
That's not true.
Well, those are marionettes.
Yeah,
those aren't puppets.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those
that's
creepy
bondage.
Things.
That's bond. The bondage.
That's bondage.
That's the bondage
really
of the puppet world right there.
I don't know what's happening, but I love today's show.
Did you get that marionette?
Do you want to hear some Tommy Lasorda?
Sure.
Heck yeah. Is this a Hall of Fame speech?
Yes. Do you want to introduce this?
Maybe. Tommy, of course, is known in Major League Baseball history for being a great manager, winning a world championship, and also working in profanity the way other artists work in oils, painting a tapestry. Some say there's a tapestry of curse words hanging over Dodger Stadium that Tommy Lasorda put up
But
there.
This is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's the Hall acceptance. Of Fame speech.
Okay,
yeah.
Mr. Tommy Lasorda, ladies and gentlemen.
The Hall of Fame is f***ing eternity, and I thank God for all of it, and I feel that it won't be too f***ing long that my mother will be shaking me and saying, God, wake up, Tommy. It's time to go to f***ing school. I am living a f***ing dream.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, that audience is stunned.
Yeah.
That's real?
No.
Frank, let me tell you something. Anything you see or hear, it can be faked.
I love the fact that Tommy cusses because of his mom.
Yeah.
Taught
him
how to cuss. Yeah.
Okay. That's a.
He was famous for. He's a famous talker.
Slim Fast.
Yeah, sure. Fast. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He used to go to the mound just to tell the pitcher, hey, by the way, I'm friends with Frank Sinatra. Then he'd go back to
the mound. Wouldn't you? If I were friends with Frank, I would
Heck
tell
yeah.
everyone.
Absolutely.
Are you a big Sinatra fan, Frank?
Yeah.
You're not a big music guy.
I know. I know a little Sinatra.
You ever been to his house? Because you live in Arizona. You ever go to Palm Springs, see Frank's house?
Yeah. I've been invited a few times.
You notice the news when I went there, you walk in the foyer of Frank's house.
Yeah.
And he has pictures of himself with the owner of every Italian restaurant in New Jersey. Just right there. It's kind of an honor.
It's very nice.
Barely Frank's ever been to any Italian restaurants in Hoboken.
Don't get it.
Christy Lee, what have you got?
In India, a huge crowd flocked to watch a religious leader not staple his penis to his leg, but pull a car.
With his penis?
Yep.
Another one?
Yep. The monk, who goes by the name Penis Baba, can be seen fiddling under
Stop.
His robes while he apparently attaches a rope to his private parts.
Oh, what religion is this?
The white rope is tied to a car, and the monk staggers backwards, pulling the vehicle around 100 feet. Well, it's in India, Tom.
What? We get these stories all the time.
It's the
these
same
monks
guy. I think
pulling,
it's the same guy.
The last guy pulled a bus.
Penis Baba.
I really think it's the same guy.
I mean, how do you tell your kids, hey, we're going to go to church? Yeah, Penis Baba speaking today. That's going to be...
Yeah.
No one's going to believe you.
Plus, I don't. They wear robes.
There's the thing.
Yeah, and then they tie it. They supposedly tie it. Right. I'd like to know what's actually.
We're going to do this. Let me see it attached to the penis.
Put the car in park. Put the parking brake on. Let them pull the car. Then I'm impressed.
That's a show, huh?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
That's a show.
That's something we're getting ripped off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're losing something.
Wow. I'm
Is this
skeptical.
Something you boys do when you're growing up? You try to pull things with
No.
you? Okay.
What?
Good.
No, you pull it. You just pull it.
I was constantly tugging things around with my hog. Kidding me? Started with a roller skate, just okay. tie it, you know, and then right. move up to move a big wheel, to, yeah. and then.
Skateboard?
Yep.
A bike? Got to go.
Sure. And then a bike with my brother on it?
Sure.
And then,
and then a tank.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No,
I don't know that
normal people don't do that.
So this guy can tow a car with his penis.
That's what he says.
No, if he could jumpstart a car with his nipples, this guy can become a one-man AAA.
That is a fix-it shop you don't want to go to.
Why not? Yeah.
Coming up next, we got to get the guy robbing the bank. And a comedian, Greg Warren, will be joining us. We're hanging out with comedian Frank Caliendo. Frank, by the way, is on the he's doing a couple of small clubs, including the Comedy Zone in Port Charlotte this Friday. But it's Northwood, Iowa, Davenport, Iowa, Altoona, Iowa, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd with the Casino Tour, Diamond Joe's, Rhythm City, and Prairie Meadows. We'll all be honored with the presence of Frank Caliendo. You can go see him live in person. Frank will be with us next. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. This room just got a lot more handsome.
Thank you.
You've been here the whole time, Ace.
See it. No. The room has remained semi-handsome, and then it got handsomer. That's Ace. That's Chick. That would be the handsome man, Greg Warren, over there, who's wearing his wrestling singlet from
college. He is not.
College. They can't tell. It's radio. Frank Caliendo is here with us, the great comedian. Also, there's Josh Arnold, and of course, there's Christy.
Wouldn't that be sad and tragic if he was wearing his wrestling He refuses to take it off, always wearing this singlet.
I think it'd be better if he had the headgear on.
Oh, yeah, that's
we could, you know, we could do?
What?
Make headphones.
Oh, headphones and headgear?
We could have one of our guys take a pair of headphones and install them inside wrestling headgear.
I'd like that.
You could take them whenever you do radio interviews, you could put on your singlet.
And make no mention of it.
Exactly. No. We would have a guy travel with you and wrestle you as you're trying to do bits.
Oh, that's good.
What do you think of that?
Is this guy a good wrestler?
He's really good. That's yeah.
I've lost Greco a step
Roman.
Or two.
Greco, no, not you.
Frank, I was never that good at Greco. It
doesn't matter.
All right.
You can
What's
lie.
The difference?
It's all upper body. It's
okay.
Don't ask. This is like Frank.
The Milwaukee Journal.
The TMJ thing. I don't want to hear the real facts.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, all he wants is fake news. That's what he wants the entire day.
Greg, it's good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Tom.
Hey, jerk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I deserve that, really.
No, you don't.
Jake, does he deserve it?
Oh, he's a classic bully. We all know it.
Once you guys shut up, I'm going to kick you outside. And I'm gonna...
Can I he say just this? Throws to the ground and wrestles.
Seriously, have you ever been mugged?
I got...
Yeah, he did. Was right, yeah.
Did you use your wrestling moves on the guy?
I've used wrestling moves. I got in a couple of fights, but I didn't. The time I got... I got carjacked sort of one time. I was in Cincinnati.
That was a valet.
Yeah. You know, now that you mention it.
Was he dressed up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just black pants, white shirt, bow tie. And,
red vest. Words on it. Three other guys with the same word.
Some nearby hotel. I don't know which one.
You know, now that.
Not like a gang.
So I'm sorry. So you get carjacked, but you didn't use your wrestling moves to.
No, well, it was a weird thing, man. I just, this guy jumped in the back seat of my car at an intersection and. And it was like 2 a.m, and I had noticed there was I was looking to my left, there was this car that had run into a pole, and the door's open, the dome light's on, nobody's in the car, and I'm like, what's going on? I hear some sirens, and this dude just jumps in the back of my car, and he goes, drive! And I'm like, what? I didn't get what was going on. I'm like, oh, does he think this is some sort of a taxi cab or something? And then it registered, you know, he stole that car and he wrecked it. Now he's running from the cops.
So what did you do?
What'd you do?
It was, okay. He goes, first he goes, drive, and I said the whitest thing I've ever said in my life. I go, where do you want to go? and then I know, like, he didn't have a particular destination as mine. And
it should have been me.
I really said it, and he was like, "Just drive." And it was a young black kid. I mentioned that for a reason that I'll tell you in a second. And I don't know where to go. I'm just driving. He looked small, but I couldn't get a good look at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I could take this guy, but I thought he might have a gun. He didn't say anything about a gun. I didn't see one, but I don't know. I just thought it'd be safe. Yeah,
gun.
I thought he might have. It was in that little thing in my head, like, and I didn't want to turn around to see if he had a gun because I was afraid he'd shoot me. He's just making me drive, and I don't know where to go. And my friend J.P. Madison at the time, he was a comic that, like, my best buddy, and I was just starting comedy, and I used to give him a ride home all the time. J.P. was a black guy, and J.P. lived in the projects in Cincinnati. And I know this sounds terrible, but I drove to J.P.'s house. I was just like, well, maybe he knows J.P. You got to give me a break. Like
you panicked.
I wasn't thinking.
Do we have an intro that goes, this is the most racist thing I've ever
done? It's not racist.
This is the whitest thing I've ever done?
Yeah. And then he didn't know J.P., so we had to keep driving. So we're driving around, and it's going on for like more than an hour.
Oh, my.
And he wouldn't tell me where to go. He just kept saying drive, and then I swear I pulled over and I said the second whitest thing I've ever said in my life. I go, hey man, I got to go to work in the morning. And he left. Like, he got out and left. Like, I think he had some sort of a...
Did you get a good look at him after he got out of your car?
Yeah. He was about 11 years old, and he didn't have a gun. I didn't. It was not a car jack. I gave a guy a ride, effectively.
Basically.
I was more of a soccer mom than I was.
You were kind of an accessory. Do you know that? I mean...
Well, here's the worst part, okay? After that, I thought, I was brought up a certain... I went back to the crime scene. I was like, I should tell the police what happened, you know?
Right.
And so I go back there, and I'm talking to them, and they don't even believe me. They think I'm crazy. I'm like, hey, they're like, this is a crime scene. I'm like, I'm part of it. You know, I'm part of it. And they're like, what happened? And I start telling the story, and they're like, well, did he have a gun? I'm like, I mean, it turns out no, but I couldn't see. I couldn't see. And they're like, so he just told you to drive, and you drove him around? And they're like, what, was he big? I'm like, I mean, for an 11-year-old, he was... And then as I'm saying that, this other cop comes over and he goes, we just ran your plates. You have outstanding parking tickets. You have to come down to the station right now and pay. The guy was running free. I had to go...
No good deed goes unpunished.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time.
Do you
time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happened probably like 98 or something like that. Whew. Yeah.
So you didn't wrestle him. That was my original question.
No, sorry, man. I guess I gave you a long-winded answer.
I was just wondering if wrestling ever helps you with self-defense.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the judo guys, they can't defend themselves unless the perps are wearing one of those judo suits so they can grab the collar. We're going to come back with Ike Barinholtz from the new movie
Blockers.
C-Blockers.
And
an Instagram update.
Oh, Instagram update.
Yes.
And Frank Caliendo and Greg Warren. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Now, we have something very interesting happening here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we're joined by Ike Barinholtz, comedian and actor. Josh got to see Ike's new movie yesterday. Hey, Ike, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, wow. I can hear you. Great.
That is a good connection right there. I'm not going to lie.
Well, usually these connections are terrible, so now we can really find out a lot about you. We have a surprise for you, Ike.
Talk to me.
Hi, Ike. Jared Levine. Jared Levine on the phone. You're there? Ike, Jared Levine.
Oh, my Lord. Jared, I didn't expect to talk to you this morning. I thought you'd still be sleeping because it's 5 a.m. in Los Angeles.
No, up, working on your next deal. Working on a deal for you.
Do you want to explain who that is?
Well, Jared Levine's my lawyer, but the only person I know who does an impression of Jared Levine is the greatest impressionist in America, Frank Caliendo.
Yep.
See, the grand greatest dancer. But I'm like top five impressionist. But we have the same lawyer, and he would just talk so loud. And he's like, Jared Levine, hi, it's Jared Levine. Are you on speaker and a bullhorn?
Levine, what do you...
I'm at the Dodgers game, but I want to run past the field really quick. Oh,
the the whole stadium's going to hear what the deal points are. And he's like one of the
top
Justin lawyers.
Turner just hit a home run. Oh, well, how you doing, man? How you doing, Frankie?
Good, but talk about yourself. That's what this is about.
I haven't seen the movie. Now, are we referring to it as Blockers or Blockers? Or
it is Blockers. It is, yes. Blockers. The C is implied.
Okay,
but it's Blockers. A lot of people think it's Rooster Blockers or Chicken Blockers.
Right.
It's what you think it is.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of guys sitting around a table going, "Okay, what are we gonna do about this? We can't use that word." So tell us.
Like, well, what we'll do is we'll put the blockers up, and then we'll have it like an animated rooster. And that way, no one will be confused.
Can you tell us the premise of the film in radio-friendly terms?
Yes. So I play a man named Hunter, and my daughter is best friends with John Cena's daughter and Leslie Mann's daughter. And these three young women are in prom. They're seniors in high school, and they make a pact to lose it that night. And we kind of learn about this pact. And the parents totally freak out. So we kind of have two stories going, right? We have these young women going out on prom, and it feels kind of like super bad. And then you have these three kind of idiot parents they're freaking out and trying to stop it. And they end up learning, you can't stop what can't be stopped. And you just kind of have to let it go. And it's 95 minutes of seeing some of the stupidest people do the stupidest things you've ever seen. Ever.
Oh, so it's like a visual really version dumb. Of this radio show.
Yeah.
It's also very sweet, Ike. There's some really good moments between the parents and the kids. And
are there learning moments?
Yeah, learning moments mostly for the parents, yeah. Hmm.
It the movie could be called Blockers, or it could be called Teachable Moments.
Oh, yes, okay.
I think Blockers is a little more commercial. I think a little, mm-hmm. But there is a sweetness to it. Our director did a great job, I think, Kay Cannon, at kind of making sure that you really do kind of care about these people. And listen, I took my wife to see it, and she cried a lot more than she laughed. So I think that's a good thing.
I get it. Yeah. Ike is married. Do you have any kids?
Three kids?
I have three guys. I have a week old child.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, congratulations, man.
So if you think I've been sleeping, you are mistaken.
This is just amazing because I haven't talked to Ike in quite a while. The last time I texted him or something or DM'd him.
He didn't take it.
It was over because I saw him in Suicide Squad because he was my favorite part in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, he's the slimy guard.
Yeah.
Great.
Just fantastic. Yeah. But I remember because Ari Spears goes to me, "Can you believe that Ike Barinholtz is in?" It's Barinholtz. It's like he's in a DC movie now. I can't believe he's in a DC movie. And I'm like, well, he's really good at what he's doing there. He's got this totally down.
You mean he didn't do it like Shaq?
Go ahead.
I worked with Ari Spears for 5 years, and he doesn't know my name.
Barinholtz.
I can believe that. Yeah.
Barinholtz.
Oh my God, Frank! I'm like crying laughing.
It's because of the baby.
Oh, well, Ike, do you mind? Yeah. Can we ask the name of the child? Or are you keeping that secret?
No, I'll tell you guys. It's Eleanor.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh,
very nice.
Yeah,
congratulations, Eleanor Roosevelt. Barinholtz.
Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of FDR Barinholtz.
Barinholtz.
Hey, Ike, have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah, but it's always just pictures of my feet.
They have the worst photograph of you possible. Wow, and your wife is absolutely gorgeous, though. But
no, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
That is what I look like.
You might want to have your lawyer go to Wikipedia, see if they can get rid of that haircut.
Ike, Jared Levine, checking out Wikipedia.
Hey, Jared, I want to file a lawsuit against Wikipedia.
Just change it, Ike.
Ike is one of the stars with John Cena, who is terrific.
Hilarious.
And it's Blockers. It's in theaters now, and Ike, I'm getting the signal that you have to go either change a diaper or talk to another radio station. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
It's a little bit... a little bit of both. Guys, thank you so much for having me. What a treat to have Frank on. Oh, my gosh.
Baron Hutz.
Maybe for you. We're suffering.
You don't have to sit here with him.
We're dying.
Yo, he's in another movie. I can't believe he's in another movie. Baron Hutz.
Let Ike hang up or we're going to get in trouble.
Who cares about the handlers?
Okay, see you, Ike.
Friendship. Friendship.
We have, as you can see, one of your old Mad TV buddies.
I barely talked to him then. But now he's in movies, and I feel it can help us.
He can help Caliendo.
We're joined by comedian Frank Caliendo and by comedian Greg Warren and by Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Can we get the story out about the bank robbery? We've been talking about it for a while, and I haven't heard it.
The bank? We have been?
Some guy robbed a bank, but he didn't want not for the money or something.
To impress someone? Yeah.
Yeah. Where is that?
Who was it this time?
Jodie Foster?
No, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My favorite part of the story is, did he throw the money over her gate? Like $150?
A Connecticut man who was arrested for robbing a bank told authorities he did it to impress Taylor Swift. 26-year-old Bruce Raleigh allegedly robbed a Webster Bank in Ansonia last Wednesday. Led officers on a chase through Rhode Island and Connecticut, where he was apprehended after authorities laid out spike strips. After confessing to the robbery, Rowley explained he drove to Taylor Swift's house, as Chick mentioned, threw some money over the fence, and tried contacting his quote-unquote crush.
Hey, Taylor!
Here's some money!
Taylor!
She was not home at the time.
She wasn't home?
No.
Oh.
He was charged with robbery and
larceny. What do you mean? She's not here? I'll wait.
Robbers gotta rob.
Oh, okay. Die pack explosion.
I love that song. Now, knowing Taylor Swift, even though she wasn't there, she'll write a breakup song about this guy.
Probably.
Wait, look at it this way. Am I right in saying that if John Mayer can't impress Taylor Swift, what chance in hell does this guy have?
Oh, I think John made an impression with her.
Think so?
Yeah. Oh, destroyed her.
Great artist, great singer, great guitar player, super handsome. What are you suggesting?
Serial womanizer.
Yeah. Oh, that's what your problem is? Oh, I thought you were suggesting that his accoutrements were so serious that she...
Oh, no, no. He broke her heart.
I think
you mean it might have changed her gait?
Yes, yeah.
That's the new phrase.
Changed her gait?
The hymenizer, if you wish.
Right? I honestly did not even think about that. That you guys are just sick.
Yep.
Walking with a limp there.
Oh, my. Is John Mayer known for being...
hung? Mm. I don't know about that.
Hey, we woke Christy up. All right.
Josh well, I mean, he certainly had enough.
He's got everything else. Why not?
Yeah, right.
Sure. Hey,
why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Right. And he's had so many incredibly popular lovers, so he must have something.
Well, I think the incredible talent would be part of it.
He's the handsome guy,
tremendous guitar player, great singer, great songwriter. And apparently...
he's a funny guy, too. He's real funny.
I think he's tried to do comedy, actually.
He actually has.
But he's pretty funny. Huh. Did he open for you?
No. No, no.
Taylor Swift opened for him, apparently. That's why her gait is on.
Man, I got to tell you.
For those of you who didn't get it first time around, here comes Tom. Hammering it home.
Yeah. Robbers got to rob.
We were talking about Instagram this
Hammering
morning.
Home like John Mayer.
And I would like to thank all of you for following me, Chrissy Lee News, on Instagram. I gained like 300 followers in just one break.
Watch this. That Josh Arnold. I'm going to gain 400. That Josh Arnold.
No.
Well, the Chick McGee, 500.
I post naked pictures of Christy.
No, you don't.
At that Josh Arnold.
I posted something with Christy. I lost 200.
Hey!
Whoa!
That's because you took your shirt off. Now, let's no more nudies.
Nobody can tell.
Nudies.
Could we move on?
From Instagram to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg reportedly had to sit on a booster seat during a Senate testimony yesterday.
Hilarious. Doesn't he look like a robot?
A photographer for Washingtonian. Yeah,
that's right? One bad haircut. Man. Look at that.
Evie Magus captured a photo of a thick cushion resting on top of the chair used by the CEO, Facebook CEO, during his testimony. Mm. In an article for Lifehacker, writer Nick Douglas analyzed some of the tricks Zuckerberg, who stands 5'7", employs when staging photos to make himself appear taller, which includes standing closer to the camera, standing close to someone shorter, that would be me, leaning on others and holding himself higher than everyone else.
Well, I bought it, man. I thought he was about 6 feet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Stand on a bale of money.
This guy's pretty wormy to me, but the cushion, if you're going to sit there
all
for as long as you are, don't you want the biggest cushion you can?
That's your takeaway here?
Well, I also have no ass, so I would beg for a cushion. Otherwise, my legs would be, they would pass out within 30 right seconds.
Really?
Your feet go to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd need help standing up like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2.
When he's on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, man.
When he's on the toilet.
Huh. It's on 3, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Butt bones get sore from sitting.
What?
Can you feel your butt bones?
Yes. Like,
all numb. It gets real numb.
What?
So, my ass gets numb and my legs get numb.
Show us.
Jesus, Frank.
Well, you see, here's not open
about this stuff.
What are you doing, Frank?
Come on.
Well.
But yeah, so he just Tom Cruises his way through life.
Yes, exactly.
Did you know that he unfriends anyone over 5'6"?
Oh, that's bitter. Yeah. That's
who does?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mr. Zuckerberg. Not Zuckerberger, by the way, to the announcer on NPR.
They did not say that.
Yes, they did. I couldn't
Zuckerberger?
They get
everything wrong.
I didn't know my dad was on NPR.
I couldn't believe it. Really?
It's Mark Zuckerberger.
He's only one of the most famous people on Earth. The Poper.
he even said Poper.
Come on. Nice.
How could you possibly get that one wrong?
Well, you see it and you think, maybe they were hungry.
President Trumper today.
Maybe a person was hungry.
Was talking with Henry Kissinger.
His nickname is the Zuck, I guess.
Okay, well. I thought he did pretty well. I loved it though when the one senator said to him, "Mr. Zuckerberg, would you mind sharing the name of the hotel that you're staying at right now?" I'd rather not do that. And he goes, "Would you mind if we had a printed a list of everyone you've contacted on your phone in the last 2 weeks?" No, because that's what they're doing.
Right.
Facebook. But people who sign up for it know that. I don't see why. Mm-hmm. I don't see what the problem is.
A lot of people who are on Facebook willingly give up that information.
That's
so
you know, what they should have had him sit on was, you know, I got it.
What?
When you sign up for the agreements, they should have printed that out, had him sit on the thing that you signed to be on Facebook, and you'd be like,
one senator was
you'd look like Fred Gwynn, or some guy from the NBA way up here.
It was about 6 inches thick. He was there.
That's pretty funny.
I'd
like to remind you, speaking of, we can just do a little quick thing. Speaking of all these apps, et cetera, so the Bob and Tom mobile app is free. You could listen to yesterday's show, for example, which was awesome. Frank Caliendo was on, doing a bunch of impressions. Maybe we can get Frank to do one when we come back. How about that? That'd be fun. Speaking of Instagram, Frank is at Frank Caliendo. Frank Caliendo and everything?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm just learning. At Frank Caliendo.
Christy is at Christy Lee News. Mm-hmm.
If you can't remember Caliendo, if there's an alien in the middle of C alien do. Right, Frank C. Alien Dude.
When did you figure that out in life?
I think I don't know if it was me. I feel like it was Harlan Williams who figured it out when I was in here.
Hey, buddy, are you doing a voice there? Working on your voices, Josh? Josh Arnold, two first names there. Can you get a paper in front of you next to your phone call that you made the other day, Greg Warren? I think Greg Warren got a mobile phone and a mobile that actually in front of him, my friend. Football helmet.
I opened for Harlan one weekend and he goes, can we go to White Castle? I go, yeah. He goes, can I buy you a White Castle cheeseburger? And I was like, wow, this is you.
He's the nicest human being.
So nice.
And
we'll be back with more impressions from Frank Caliendo, et cetera, et cetera. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Let me ask you something. Whenever anything goes wrong in this room, you look at me like I did.
No, he looked at me. I got the look.
You got the look. She got the look.
Great song. Rock set.
You're behind it now. All right.
Everyone stop talking now.
You got the look.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. Allow me to introduce our guests.
Now me.
In the studio, we have comedian Frank Caliendo, comedian Greg Warren. Greg doing something special. He is going to be doing a special Sunday show. All ages show. This is very cool.
Well, when you can't make the adults laugh.
At the Liberty Funny Bone in Cincinnati, Ohio. By the way, you'll be headlining tonight, of course, at the Funny Bone. Is that correct?
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Starting tomorrow at the Liberty Funny Bone.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I looked at your site and it wasn't until next week. Oh, no, I did look. It was this week. I was just wrong about what day it was. Like, I didn't
That's
know
interesting.
It. That helps.
Yeah, now, the point is, Frank Caliendo is here with us as well.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is probably the worst thing that has ever happened to me.
That Frank and I were in a flood together in Houston.
Where did this take place?
Houston, Texas.
What part of Texas?
Houston.
Houston. Houston.
I thought you really couldn't hear me.
Hello there. I knew that was coming.
I didn't know it was coming. I thought Josh. I didn't know what he was doing.
So. Frank, do you do
you
any?
Should listen to the show.
Do you do any singing impressions at all?
No, because I never did. Because one, I wasn't good at them. That held me back. Mm-hmm. And two, I just felt all you could do is like on stage was rhyme things in the song. So I just stayed away from.
I like rhyming things.
Yeah.
He does that in his kids' show. He rhymes things for the kids.
Yeah, rhymes with duty.
He's one of those kings that does those things.
That was good right there. You should do it, man.
Yeah. Well, like kids.
Brent, who's the oldest person that you do? Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman?
Let me think about that.
Yeah, Morgan's pretty. Yeah, Morgan's up there.
Maybe Madden. Who's older?
That's still alive. Still alive.
Oh, no. Let's go to your dead guys.
People, those are Jonathan Winters. I did something a little weird today. something most people don't do. It involves a kitty cat, a dog, and a box of Tinker Toys. Not sure if I should be telling you this, but there's a spot on those animals you're not supposed to connect with a toy. Greg Barron and I, we're in a giant storm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're all buying into it.
Well, you look just like him when you're...
He's got all those. He doesn't still have them, no. But he had all those sound effects. That just, they're better than that. I'm no Monsignor Larville Jones.
You do a Dangerfield?
Hey, I tell you, I got no respect at all. What do you think you're dealing with here, kid?
Wow,
come on!
I love your Gruden.
I'll tell you what, man. I hosted the. I didn't host it. I made it.
I watched it on TV.
I hosted the Academy Awards as Jimmy Kimmel. Great impression. A lot of people didn't even know it was
dead on.
Yeah. No, I did an event for the owner. It was the owner's meeting at the Super Bowl. Standing in the front sitting in the front row was Roger Goodell. And I look at him and I open the show by saying, I've never in my 15 years on sports television ever done an impression of Roger Goodell. And he just looked at me like, what are you going to do? And I was like, and I'm not going to start today. And he just stood up, gave me a standing ovation. And then I had all these jokes I could have done about it's not the anthem, you can sit there, you know, relax. But I hadn't been paid yet, so I didn't. But in the back was Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders. And I start doing the Gruden look, the Chucky look, you know, that look like I'm going to shoot laser beams out of my eyes, man, that kind of look. I said, we're going to have some good times together. And so I made fun of him a little bit. And then after the show, I talked to Mark Davis. And he's like, can you believe I gave him $10 million a year? That's crazy. He's like a used car salesman. He looks so mean and angry on TV. And he's the nicest guy in the world. But that's what he said to me. Can you believe I'm giving him $10 million a year? I'm crazy. I'm just handing out money to coaches. And then I tried to talk to Jerry Jones.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And nothing. He was too busy. Every time I tried, it was like, I'd go to Mr. Jones. He'd be like, I believe. And he'd just go talking to somebody else like he didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Hmm. And it'd be like the thing where you do Gruden with Mr. Gruden is hilarious.
Yeah. And that's
on your website, right?
That's I'm pretty sure it is, man.
The Frank Caliendo website.
I would do the whole thing. If I could have, if the ESPN would have let me, would have just been staring back and forth. Just going, I'll tell you what, man. I texted or DM'd Derek Carr, good friend of mine.
Yeah. There you go, Ace.
Raiders. Are you a big Raiders fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I DM'd him because I'm not good enough friends with him to have his number. But I met him at quarterback camp with Gruden, and I DM'd him. Now it's come to fruition. You actually are John Gruden is your coach. And he's like, yeah, you've got to come out and do some Gruden for us sometime. I'm like, I think you're going to have enough Gruden. I don't think you're going to be ready for any more of that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I may revive the whole thing, though. That's great for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, people keep saying to me, it's funny, the way people look at it, they're like, Gruden's off of ESPN. You're not going to see him anymore. I'm like, no, you're going to see him all the time on every network saying ridiculous things. Like when he did that interview or the PR, the press conference, he was like, we're not going to be using GPS and stuff. What are you? We're not going to be gaggling information. We're gonna just go old school football, man. Leather helmets. What are you doing?
We're hanging out with Frank Caliendo. Who's the most contemporary voice that you do?
I don't even know. A contemporary would
probably one of the big stars you do is Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Why did I have to say his name? That's still weird. I did the two newest ones were Robert Downey Jr. And Liam Neeson yesterday. Morgan Freeman still, you know, he's there everywhere. But people know me so much for the sports stuff.
Jim Rome, favorite,
phenomenal.
That's the greatest one word impression. I probably say that to myself. Once a month, just, that's phenomenal.
You're looking in the mirror going, phenomenal, incredible.
Have you met Rome?
Arugula. Tell you what, man, I love arugula. I went there on vacation one time, man. Anytime I've ever come close to meeting him, Jim Rome, he's walked away and pretended like he couldn't make eye contact.
Many years ago.
Yeah, that resurfaced for some reason.
When you did Rome on this show, and I had a recording of it, and I knew a guy that worked with him. So I sent it to him, and yeah. I got a note back saying, Jim Rome has no sense of humor.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Jim Everett, Chris Everett thing, and when they got in
Chrissy!
When Everett turned the table over and went after him.
That's a great moment in television.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably on YouTube. Made Rome's career. But Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got over there, Christy?
A condition that causes people to vomit after smoking marijuana is reportedly relieved by hot showers.
Huh.
I have never heard of this.
This is the one where you vomit all over the place. I've read about this. Causes massive vomiting.
Can cause severe nausea, abdominal pain, vomiting. Generally, why don't you quit smoking marijuana if it makes you this sick?
Yeah,
generally,
you hippies, right?
Experienced by heavy marijuana Dopers. Users who reported that hot showers help relieve their symptoms. Cannabinoid hyperemesis. Emesis?
That's not how you pronounce
Hyperemesis?
It.
I don't. You're right. It's not.
Yeah.
That's the name of the disease. Toxicologist Dr. Keenan Hurd speculates that while the THC likely alters the body's pain system to cause the symptoms,
pot puke.
Hot water could produce a different sensation that distracts the body from the pain signal.
So
this is ridiculous.
It's in the New York Times. Serious business.
It's a paper of record.
People have this, Christy.
Well, I am sure they have it.
Smoke. I think it's...
Well, why would you continue to do something that makes you so ill?
Have you ever heard of addiction?
See, Greg, the idea of the show is comedy is the way we
do it. Nobody tells me this stuff, man.
Yeah, it was in the Milwaukee Journal a few years ago.
The DMJ?
Yeah.
All right, to the Milwaukee Journal.
Well, also, it's also helpful because if you've got this syndrome and you take a shower, it might help you get a job.
Well, if you've got this syndrome, you don't have to worry about gaining weight from the munchies either.
There you go. We had earlier today, I don't have it in front of me, the Mount Rushmore of marijuana, and I would beg to differ from the results of that.
I'm with you, Tommy.
In an interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Snoop Dogg revealed that only person to ever outsmoke him was?
Willie Nelson.
Yep, Willie Nelson.
Of course.
When explaining the Mount Rushmore of weed he created with Seth Rogen, Kimmel asked Snoop Dogg who he would include in his version. Snoop said, I would put up Bob Marley, Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson is definitely up there. And by the way, Willie Nelson is the only person who's ever outsmoked Snoop Dogg. I had to hit the time out button. Wow.
What if some old guy sort of misunderstood that news story and really thought they were going to change Mount Rushmore?
I won't stand for it! This is un-American! They can't do it! They're all out there just smoking pot!
Besides that, how long do you think it would take?
The original
smoking that alfalfa weed and put him on the take off Jefferson.
Willie Nelson, Seth Rogen, and Woody Harrelson, correct? That was the one.
But it's got to be Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong. Bob Marley and Willie Nelson. And,
right.
Well, I guess
Snoop would have to be on there.
Maybe Cheech and Chong could just be one, right. I guess. And then you'd have Snoop. I agree.
There's a couple of feature acts I've worked with that I would probably.
Oh, I could throw some names out of. Yeah, the Mount Rushmore of marijuana smoking comedians.
Yeah. Well, that
probably shouldn't do that. And as much as it's still illegal.
Most of those guys don't care.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's still illegal.
Yeah,
some places
they probably only do it in the states that it's legal.
Right.
Yeah, these guys are there. They're really smart about that stuff.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Have you ever heard of addiction, Greg? Here's something interesting.
What's that?
Americans are getting fewer nose jobs. A report from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons states that the number of rhinoplasty procedures has dropped by 43% since the year 2000.
Hmm.
Lori Essef, a professor at Middlebury College, hypothesizes that shifting beauty standards could be a reason for the decline. Oh, and on a side note, there are apparently reverse nose jobs for patients who had their nose modified and wish to have a more normal-looking nose.
Too late, Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, his was...
He had like five of them, right? Eventually, there was nothing
Jennifer
left.
Grey, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does it say what's the number one plastic surgery? Would it be breasts or tummy tuck? Or
boob jobs or something.
Yeah.
I've always thought that the name rhinoplasty...
Sounds like a rhinoceros.
It's kind of an insult.
It is.
I mean, they don't... You know what I mean? It's the suggestion that you have a nose so big it looks like a prehistoric single horn.
Right.
Kind of a Miss Streisand, you're... And they're ready for your rhinoplasty. I don't know. But I had a friend that had to have a nose job because he had a really messed up sinuses. And it did change his life because he had a really funky.
Like a deviated septum?
Yeah, but his nose kind of went left and then it went right. And then it kind of.
Gotcha.
Went old boxer.
Just a guy that was born with this really weird nose. But he got really changed his life. Freak. Really helped him. So.
According to CBS.
Water slide nose.
Old crooked beak. How's he doing these days? Yeah.
Water slide nose.
Breast augmentation.
Me, crooked beak. Hey, silly straw.
Hey, it's Toucan Sam. What's up, buddy?
I have a different theory on this, frankly.
Yeah?
I think people are getting fewer nose jobs because they don't look up from their phones enough to know what anybody looks like anymore. So, now, do you remember the story we had last week, speaking of noses?
I don't remember.
It was a story about...
I just injured myself on that segue.
That your nose looks bigger in selfies. So you're supposed to hold it back. And that's why Christy can get way up there because her nose is so little.
Yep. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about that. I actually was thinking about that when you were talking about as soon as you said the nose job thing, I was thinking about when you see a selfie, it does change your face a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's terrible.
Terrible. No, it's great.
Terrible. Terrible.
It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Greg, it makes certain objects look larger when photographed, which is why when you sext, you're getting such good return.
I thought it was...
of all the people we know, Greg Warren is the most likely sexter. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Oh, I do, man.
That's all you do.
Singlet with a hole cut out of it.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, he puts the dick in addiction.
Why don't you come over here and wrestle this? Yeah.
I put the Roman and Greco-Roman.
I've always thought the word nose job, that's not the technical term, obviously, rhinoplasty. Nose job is just such a funny thing to say. Oh,
yeah, it sounds real blue collar. You know,
I was thinking more. It sounds kind of
dirty.
Well, the other organ followed by the word job.
Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah,
I'd like hand for 200, Alex. Sorry.
Yeah, if you're doing well.
Oh,
never mind.
Sorry, Greg. I'll write him down in a crayon.
Write him down in crayon,
so you can get him.
Whoa!
Greg, for your 3 o'clock show.
Hey, Greg. Seriously, you're doing a kiddie show.
Yeah.
This Sunday in Cincinnati at the Liberty Funny Bar.
It's an all ages show.
You're gonna use some of this material from the day.
Hi, everybody. I'm a comedian. Can you spell that?
It's not at all how.
How kid friendly is this thing that you do? I mean, we're talking like 10-year-olds or
about 10 and up. I would say we're not going to card or whatever.
What at 9 is a problem?
Yeah.
You know, Frank, it's just a guideline, okay?
I want to know what.
You did have 10 ready.
Third and fourth grade. Third grade, you're not ready for Greg Lawrence.
I'm not kicking out third graders, Frank. It's just a guideline,
I'm doing marker material.
Yeah, I'm talking about cursive.
I'm talking pointy scissors.
Yeah, you can't.
Not the rounded ones.
Division and multiplication.
Not
this isn't addition and subtraction.
Not eating paste.
Yeah.
Huh? I think actually Tom's going to be a special guest on the show. He's coming over. He's
like, is really? He? Yeah.
You idiots with your crayons.
Now here's something you don't know about Tom Griswold.
I was novels when I was four.
Tom hates crayons.
I don't hate them. Frank.
He doesn't like crayons.
They're just a waste of time, Christy.
No, I like them.
There's so many better utensils to write with.
Felt markers are
much better. They're smooth.
Crayons are not
good. Yeah, but they go through the paper, so you see it on the back. It ruins
the
other picture.
I take my children's crayons away when they're 3 months.
I prefer the Crayola people make some nice markers. I like them very much.
You're limited to 64. Come on.
Oh, I just thought of one of Frank's impressions that I like.
What's that?
Sorry.
What is it? We'll do it next.
Yeah, do it, Captain.
Ted Knight.
He has me do it all the time. Speaking of old ones.
Frank,
that's
Ted
Knight on crack. Oh, I didn't even know this existed. John Madden on crack.
Frank, can you do what we call the out cue? Can you say an up next it'll be Ted Knight on the Bob and Tom
show? Up next it'll be Ted Knight on the Bob and Tom show.
This is the Bob and Tom show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. See now. In alphabetical order. Uh-oh. We have Ace.
You're welcome.
Okay. Then we have... We have Chick McGee. GFG. Frank Caliendo. Canadian.
Hashtag friendship.
Greg Warren. Josh Arnold, that's Christy Lee. This is Tom speaking. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, we were talking about a couple things. Frank on the road will give you some of those places he's going to be, a bunch of casinos and a bunch of special club shows. Very rare for Mr. Caliendo. Greg Warren, by the way, doing something rare, kind of an all-ages show.
I was going to say being funny.
Wow!
Yeah! I got 100 of them!
I don't think that was necessary, Frank.
I know Frank does all the impressions, but you have a great impression, Greg.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
Of course you do. It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Mike DeMone from Fast Times.
I want to hear this about this all ages show first.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
Well, it's
you really got into my venues.
Sorry.
It's at the Liberty Funny Bone where you're going to be there all weekend starting on Thursday, but there's a special Sunday show. Sometime in the afternoon,
3 p.m.
All ages, so
10 years and old aren't going to.
Are you prepared?
Fast Times thing, are they?
Are you prepared to answer like a little kid's questions when they come up and go, "Hey, what's the deal with the ear?"
Yeah. No,
you got the cauliflower
ear.
I wish you would have done the all ages show at 4:20.
Wow, weird. That's not cool, Frank.
I know, that's why I said it.
It's not cool, man.
I feel really
bad. By the way,
speaking
of 4:20, Frank will be doing a special 4:20 show at Diamond Joeworth Casino in Northwood, Iowa.
No, you know what?
The 20th
I'm
of April.
I appreciate that, but I'm going to be doing the Funny Bone in Toledo. And I'm going to be doing. Have you been there?
Yeah,
it's a great place. You wouldn't lie about
it. It won't be on 4:20.
And Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio. That's not till
the best.
Later.
Yeah,
the best.
True. Now, I'm sorry. So you're DeMone from Fast Times Original.
I mean, I probably will. I know what I look like. You know, Christy, this is really great iced tea. I was a member of the honor roll, assistant to the assistant manager of the movie theater. If she can't smell your qualifications, who needs her?
That's right.
It's my only one, Frank.
God, that that's one more than Josh.
It is. Yeah.
No, you're great.
No, Josh, you got.
You have impressions?
No, Josh, I'm terrible.
Oh, no, Josh, the girl, the lady from 227.
Jack A.
Jack A. Harris.
I have.
Mary. Who's that man, Mary?
Josh, you're selling yourself short.
Like
you do an excellent Tom Waits, the singer songwriter.
Yes.
Well, you want to hear about my story? I'll tell you, my friend.
I've got to be honest with you. Watching you do it is hilarious.
No, that's good.
You got so into it so quickly.
Chick does it.
I feel like you have to.
Oh, that's Tom eating.
Every time you do something with your mouth, it's so funny. I don't know what it is, but it's something about now, what you, your mouth forms.
What did we promise we were going to come back with? It was Mr. Caliendo doing
Ted Knight.
I think we did it, though. Our tease. Nothing. Yes. Just yes. We did it. We moved on. And now we should be doing something else. Tom, you're going to get nothing and like it.
It's interesting to me that your Ted Knight is not that much different from your Trump.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's all the same. Spalding, I want you on the golf course in 5 minutes. Chop, chop.
I don't want to play golf. I want to play tennis.
Switch little. They're all becoming the same. Why do you think I'm working on other characters? Get outside of the impressions. That box has sailed, Chachi.
Little Dennis Miller?
Little Dennis Miller on the O'Reilly Factor. Helena! Billy! Frank Luntz is backwards! He's looking at himself in a mirror, Billy! You're not even on the air anymore! I'm cracking up at myself, Bill. That's like Gloria Estefan sitting in a... sitting inside a locker room trying to figure out where the monkey business is coming from. Come on, Billy. Am I on crack, Billy? I forgot to breathe.
Dennis Miller referencing himself to death. Yes. Apparently stopped breathing. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Anything else over there?
Yeah, Seth Meyers has a new baby. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Yeah. The boy was born Tuesday in the lobby of his New York City apartment building. Meyer says he thought his wife had plenty of time to get to the hospital, but all of a sudden, contractions became stronger and closer together before they could get an Uber to take them to the hospital. Meyer says his wife decided she couldn't make it and gave birth right there in the lobby. Hmm. And I believe their first child was born in the Uber on the way to the hospital.
They need to plan better.
I think so. Yes.
Better get a clamp.
Is that all it takes?
Wow.
A little a chip clip around the labia?
Yeah.
It just keeps things shut.
Well, hold it in there, baby.
Maybe just hold a hand over it or something.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
You know how hard those things bite down? You ever put your fingers in a chip clip?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
All the time. You put them on your nipples all the time, don't you, Jeff?
Not just my fingers.
I love
either,
it. Love it on the nips. Yep.
I have a personal question for our guest, impressionist Frank Caliendo. Among other things, Frank is a very fine stand-up comedian. And I'm sure everyone asks you this, but I have to. Does your wife enjoy the impressions, or do you just strictly not do them in front of her? Does she...
You mean just all the time or intimately?
Well, I wasn't going to be that personal. I'm sure that you're smart enough.
I mean, this is like trying to throw a hot dog down a hallway. This is like Nathan's.
See, I wasn't going to go there. No, I wasn't. I was actually thinking this way. When your kids were littler, if that's a sentence, did you, when you would read like the stories you're reading, because I know I read the same stories to my girls every night, and you get kind of bored with them, and you can't, of course, you can't change anything because they know.
Do you do them in voices?
Occasionally, but I mean, Frank, you could do.
Yeah, my kids would love it.
You could do the Big Bad
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. That is even funnier.
But yeah, right? Morgan Freeman reading Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, eating her curd and whey. Along came a spider.
It's too good.
It's perfect, man.
Can you do Liam Neeson doing one?
Little, I don't know. What are some of the other ones? Three blind mice. See how they run.
What are they running from?
A man who's kidnapped my daughter.
Right. Do you have any special skills?
I don't know who they are. I don't know what these mice want. But if they're looking for some cheese, I'll tell you this. I've got...
I'm loving this.
Yeah, let's do lots of nursery rhymes. It's
Pacino and Hickory Dickory.
Hickory Dickory died. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck three and all went wee. That's wrong. The clock struck one. The mice were, I don't know. Somebody get me the script here. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. Why do I only know the beginnings of the... I must have fallen asleep by the time my parents got to them.
You're not supposed to know.
You aren't?
No.
What were the three men in a tub doing?
A butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker. I know who you three are. I know what the three of you do. But I'm going to tell you this. This bathtub doesn't have a lot of time.
We will be back with three men in a tub.
I'm looking up some nerds.
Next, this is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, graced with the presence of that very handsome man over there. Of course, I'm talking about comedian Greg Warren. Oh, you're welcome. I'm talking about Frank Caliendo, too. He's also very handsome. These guys have joined us in the studio. I'll tell you about some of their road dates in a matter of moments. When we last left you, I'd asked Frank Caliendo.
When we last left you.
Meanwhile.
The super friends back at the... Frank Caliendo does a lot of great voices, which is absolutely amazing. And I was just kind of curious. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. It's a hack question, but do you do anything? Does your wife have one that she likes? You've got a beautiful wife. I've met her. Is there any impression that she ever goes, oh, come on and do that for me?
No, she doesn't want to hear any of it.
That's what I thought.
She just wants the checks to cash. Uh-huh, that's really okay. About what it is.
Do you go home and do radio for Kelly?
Yes, I'll be right.
Yeah, absolutely does.
Yeah, my guest today are my two daughters.
Yes. Kelly, I will talk to you in a moment, but first, do you have a weather forecast for me?
who have you been talking to?
If we can get to, if you would allow me to introduce everybody at the dinner table first.
Perhaps we could get our meals started.
Before we serve the mashed potatoes, I'd like you to meet my son, Sam. This is his girlfriend, Pauline.
I love when Tom starts doing Tom.
I know. It's the best.
Yeah. See, it's you. You don't have to do... Oh, never mind.
I'm going to say something filthy and stop everything.
Sorry.
I'd like to introduce everyone here. This is a senora. This is Kelly. This is...
senora.
So you have a senora at your house?
Oh, of course. She's great.
Oh, that's
the
greatest.
We have... So, but the kids, do your kids have any of the voice? Because you've got, what, 11-year-old and 13?
I don't see them much. So 11 and 13, yeah. They both do Gruden faces. It's on Instagram if you want to go back and look at my last... couple of years of history. what? I don't know. I didn't start until today.
Now, so you mentioned that we were trying to do some nursery rhymes.
Yeah, I didn't get any more. Nobody brought me any, and I really don't work hard on my own.
Oh, yeah. You usually have people for that, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do your own research?
I was trying to.
He doesn't have a computer in front of him.
Yeah, I tried to, but here's what happens.
Yes, he does.
So many people in this room want to talk to me during the break. You wouldn't know what that's like, Greg. They want to find out what's happening with me.
That's true.
What's happening with you, Greg? Oh, great. Okay.
Have you had a date? Have you had a date since we last saw you? You're America's most single man.
What? Most single man?
I know
man?
That he did have a date, actually. I don't know that he wants to talk, but yeah. He did? Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
He was driving, and this woman got in the back seat of his car and said, drive!
Date!
Sort of a date.
Sort of a date.
You better drive!
Speeding date.
No, seriously, I'm not trying to be mean here. Have you had a date?
No, it sounded like Jack Hicks.
You better drive.
You have not had a date.
I have not had a date. It's no.
Well, you lied to me.
I don't think... What are you talking about?
What do you consider a date?
You had a date down in the Lone Star State?
Oh, Houston. That was... I've been in here. That was a while ago.
I'm sorry. Where was it?
It was in Houston, Texas.
No, why?
Houston. Look, you're going to play a little bit. Trying to jam.
Hello there, Houston.
How did it go?
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. It was an old girlfriend that I...
we're hooked up with?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, now, by hooked
woo!
Up.
We are.
All right.
What is that?
Josh is doing the hot dog and the donut move. Subtle.
Let's talk about your love life, Arnold. What do you got going on?
What do you want to hear, Arnold?
No, don't bring it up. Last time I made even a reference to it, all of a sudden I was in massive trouble.
Just check his search history. That'll show you his love.
It's scorched earth at this point. He's had to start all over.
Oh, that one's over?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you ruined a relationship?
No, not a relationship. Everything's fine.
I didn't know anything about it. I happened to make an oblique reference to it. I think I might have used the phrase.
Everything's fine.
See, I'm not even going to use that phrase again.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. This is real.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, I didn't know. No one told me. I wasn't supposed to say anything about it.
No, talk about it more.
I've never seen Josh blush before, man.
Oh, it happens. Yeah.
Let's see. Keep it going.
As Jim Rome would say, apparently the evening was phenomenal.
How great is this? I'm about to give you the greatest experience of your life.
If you ask me, Rat, she's a very aggressive girl.
Now, did someone hand you, did Dean hand you, what was that?
Yeah, they gave me a couple nursery rhymes.
Which one is it?
Because I couldn't finish any.
Oh, yeah, you get your staff on that, Frank?
Did you get your staff on that date? Okay. Looks like a no.
Give me an impression. Let's see. What's a voice? And we'll try.
Somebody on Twitter wants you to do De Niro reading nursery rhyme.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a mincemeat pie. He stuck in his thumb.
Yeah.
Just like Josh Arnold.
What does that mean?
It's what you did with your mincemeat pie. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eating a mincemeat pie, stuck in his thumb, and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I."
You know, on a different level, I've never gotten that one. I don't get it.
You don't get Little Jack Horner?
No.
Oh, I thought you didn't get Frank's De Niro impression. I mean, I think it's dead on.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable there for a
minute. No, I said on a different level. I don't understand the meaning of that one.
Plum.
It makes him such a good boy.
I don't know.
Was there a plum in
I guess if you get a plum in your mincemeat pie, it's a bonus.
Good luck in some weird culture.
Right.
Yeah, I guess if you're a good kid, they bake a plum into your
mincemeat.
Yeah.
God, boy, aren't you glad you live in today's world?
Yeah.
If the highlight of your life was, hey, I got a plum on a mincemeat pie, hey, I'm just not going to jump off a cliff and end this horrible life.
It was in a pie. It would have to be baked, and baked plum sounds terrible, right?
I love
plum.
Especially mixed with mincemeat? I don't know.
Mushy, wouldn't it?
What is mincemeat?
It's like
ground beef, essentially, isn't it?
Chip beef type thing?
No.
Yeah, it's meat that's been minced.
No, I thought it's like... Nuts,
I mean, even Arby's in the commercials goes, "We don't have mincemeat.
Don't ask for a mincemeat sandwich.
We got the meats, but not that one." Frank, you got another poem over there? Or a
Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her. Very well.
That was beautiful.
A mince pie is a sweet pie of British origin filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices called mincemeat. There's no meat in a mincemeat pie.
Okay.
Suck.
You learn something every day.
Now, wasn't Andy Dufresne a pumpkin eater as well?
That's my friend Andy. Ate that pumpkin. Ba-ba black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. One for the master, and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Not anymore. He's been taken.
Oh, no.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating a mincemeat pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Not anymore.
Oh, what happened?
He's also been taken.
What?
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yes.
Had a wife.
What happened to her?
And
she was taken.
She was... But I didn't care about it.
They got Pumpkin Eater's wife, too?
I don't care who you are or what you want. If you don't give me back Pumpkin Eater's wife, I'm going to find you. I will hunt you down.
How might Richard Dreyfuss react to...
Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
Wow. I think we've
there's more.
We've reached the end. Oh, dear God.
The same ones over and over. Let's see. Give me a voice. Let's see if it works.
What is
Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. Pussycat. Where have you been? I've been to London to see the Queen. Pussycat. What did you there? I frightened a little mouse under a chair. I've never heard this one before. Thanks for printing.
Never heard that
before? No, you have. It's
yes, I have.
Oh, wait a second. It was in Thor. Yes.
Yes.
What's that from?
That's an
Thor. Thor. Ragnarok.
Thor.
It's yes. Not in Ragnarok.
It's in Ragnarok. It's yes, it is.
Thor
Christy.
Ragnarok.
Yes, believe
I thought
me.
It was Thor Redneck.
Was that written by Edgar Allan Pussy?
Yes, Tom. Edgar Allan Pussy wrote that.
I just realized that's half of Josh's job. It's just to repeat that.
Greg, what happened was a couple days ago, there was a Flint. Where was it?
Troy, Michigan.
Found a cat. They were going to have a cat be a police officer. Tom tried to name the cat, and his first was J. Edgar Pussy. And he won't
let it go. Nope.
I don't think they're going to name the cat J. Edgar Pussycat.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Sweet name. I want to remind you of a couple things. In the world of Facebook and everything else. Oh, by the way, real quick, did any of you guys see any of the Zuckerberg testimony yesterday?
A little bit.
And it's Zuckerberg, not Zuckerberger, as some people say. Someone found out that he said, "I'll have my team get back to you 21 times in front of the Senate."
Oh, my.
So today he's in front of the House. Apparently this is going to be a drinking game.
Oh, really?
According to Kara Swisher.
I can't drink Kara 21 Swisher. Shots.
That's a pretty funny
I
idea.
Can.
You can?
He's going to get his team.
I can.
Get his team
I have.
Senator, I can certainly have my team get back to you if you'd like specifics.
Hmm.
Well, that's very nice. Now, if you want to go in the world of Instagram, Christy Lee, where does one find a Christy Lee?
Christy Lee News.
At Christy Lee News.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And Josh, you're at...
That Josh Arnold.
Okay. Not this Josh Arnold.
No. That Josh Arnold.
That Josh
Arnold. Oh, this that Josh Arnold.
And Frank, where will we find you?
What are we talking about? I've been
Instagram.
Texting. At Frank Caliendo.
Yep.
Okay.
Greg Warren, are you...
I don't know. I've got one, but I...
You know what? I'm going to take a picture with him later. Follow me. It'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greg Warren comic.
How about at Cauliflower Ear?
Oh, that would be funny.
That's your trademark, man.
The Chick McGee on Instagram. Thanks for asking.
You don't post anything.
I stick with Facebook and Twitter.
So you have fewer posts than dates. Yes. So now we're talking
no posts.
A low number. Zero.
No posts yet.
Oh, let's make that happen.
One date in Houston.
Come on, Warren.
And let's get you a bunch of followers today.
Yeah.
So where is he now?
Greg Warren Comic.
Are okay, sure? Here we go.
Comic. That's what it says.
Send Greg something to cheer him up. You look like you're in a sad mood today.
Followed by Spangle, so I'm assuming, is that you? Is that not you?
It's you.
I'm sure, I mean, it's probably me.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, I'd like if we could do Al Pacino doing Humpty Dumpty.
He's sat on
is that
wall.
Possible?
Okay. I remember that story.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We come to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Things are about to get a lot better looking.
Yeah.
Well, it helped that Frank left the room. So already we got... Well, he's not here, so we can mock him as much as we want.
Oh,
I'm sorry. There's the very handsome Frank Kelly and double... We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let's see. That's Ace. That's Chick. That is comedian Greg Warren with a special show in Cincinnati on Sunday at Liberty. Liberty. Yeah. I'll get the details on that coming up.
Family show.
Hello,
family
neighbor. Show.
That's Frank Kelly. And did I mention that? That's Josh. That's Christy. This is Tom. And Allie Brain, the beautiful comedian, joins us on the line. Allie, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys?
It's great.
No, hey, Allie.
Allie, we're going to start with a special treat. You've been missing this, unfortunately. Oh. The great Frank Caliendo was here with us. And,
I'm sorry to miss that.
Frank does some great voices. We've asked Frank to do some nursery rhymes as various famous people. They have been great, but you do a wonderful Al Pacino, kind of the And Justice for All era Al Pacino.
Yeah, we tried to track that back to when Al stopped being an actor and started screaming at everybody.
I think it's And Justice for All.
Is it? That's when it first
happened? That's a truly awful movie.
Son of a Woman changed it all, too.
Ooh-ha.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking, do you remember the classic Humpty Dumpty? Do you remember how that goes?
Do you want me to remember, or do you want somebody else to remember?
I was hoping
let me
Mr.
get your
Pacino
staff on that, Frank.
Who? Al Pacino doing Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. He was on a wall. What are you doing on a wall, Humpty? Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Maybe some type of device to keep you from falling. What a poor guy. Not just physically, but mentally. If you're prone to falling, the way I know Humpty Dumpty has been,
yes,
don't go up the wall.
You're right. He should have known.
Stay on the ground. And what are you, Humpty Dumpty? Some sort of Eggman?
Apparently,
I got a question.
I didn't know there was a fifth and sixth stanza to that.
Would the low key? That's not helping. Would the low key Al Pacino from The Godfather? How would he do Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
all the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
There you go.
Then he chewed the gum.
Never ask Humpty about my
business. I'm smart, Mike.
How about Brando on the day of my daughter's wedding? Do you do Brando?
I could. Well, somebody, I'd look a lot, Michael.
Have you ever considered doing a set of just the hack guys that
I
all
do
the
it every day.
All the 60s era, you do all these, the 60s era, Cary Grant,
nobody remembers anybody. The ones Tom likes.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
Hey, Mr. Potter.
Jimmy Stewart. Oh, that'd be
good. Miss Muffet sat on a tavern.
Let's cut. Now, Allie calls for a reason.
Decorate dog.
Yeah, but wait, before we get into it, I was just going to say, when the club that I play in Vegas, Rich Hall does the early show, and that's what you're talking about, Tom. He does, like, Nixon, Reagan. I mean, it's, like, all just... from everyone from the past.
Rich Hall from Sniglets?
Any... Yeah, I love the Sniglets.
Yeah.
But is he doing it on purpose as a joke?
Yes.
Or it must be, because he's a genius,
he's
right?
He's wonderful. I once
watched. I mean, his impressions are great, but they're much older. I don't think it's as a joke, because the crowd that comes to see him wants to see that, like, throwback.
Oh, that makes sense.
The next time you see Rich, in person, ask him if he can do the end of the movie The Graduate. It's hilarious. It's like a 5-second impression, but it's great.
Rich Hall's
okay.
Yeah, he's terrific. The Sniglets guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's still out and about.
Good. I haven't seen him in years. Now, this is a Greg
love
Warren.
Segment.
Greg Warren, this is our love segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this one.
As we've discussed, you are America's most eligible bachelor. Never
agreed.
Been married. And by the way, not a confirmed bachelor, which used to be code.
Yeah.
You are indeed a bachelor. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You're a single guy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Hyper single. Aggressively
what the
single.
Hell
I thought you were going to leave it at that.
Why would you possibly think
that? He really
that?
Did. I don't think he knows what leave it at that means.
Oh, no.
Sorry. So, Allie, let's read one of our letters. We'll see if we can be of any help.
Okay. Dear Allie, I was having an affair with a guy who I work with.
Smart.
It was really hot and heavy. It was really hot and heavy, and he ended up leaving his wife to be with me.
Ooh.
At first, I was so excited, but now after 6 months, things are really fizzling out. Now he's getting annoyed that I don't want to have sex very often anymore, and he makes me feel guilty about it by reminding me that he left everything for me.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's how you do it.
I really feel trapped, and I don't know what to do.
You got to get a new job is what you got to do.
Yeah, that's first. Yeah. Exactly.
Relocate.
Relocate. Get a new job.
He needs to be taken, Frank.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But if you left your husband for me, I probably should have done it that way.
Hey, they can't all be successful.
No.
You know, this is what happens when you take fantasy and make it become a reality. Reality is never as good as a fantasy affair at work.
This is the grass is always greener rule.
Right.
Everyone wants everybody else's life.
Well, and the fact that you're sneaking around and having sex and it's, you know, exciting and mysterious, and then when it becomes...
And dirty, you like it that way, right?
Yeah, when it becomes reality, it's...
Yeah, some light choking, a little hair pulling.
Everybody catch that.
He trapped you, Christy.
In the back of a car.
Maybe. Ellie, you know what I'm talking about.
I totally do.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
You know
right,
that's
so exciting, and then all of a sudden you have the daily, like, humdrum stuff, and it's like...
Yeah, man, this poor woman.
Up off the floor, and...
It's over, isn't it? It's over.
Yes, it's over. Which sounds like done.
But I like too, that he thinks it'll change. She doesn't want to have sex very often, and he's like, "I left everything for you," and thinks that's going to
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Hey, you did that, dude. I didn't ask you.
Yeah, that'll work.
No, fair enough. I'll have some more sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got trouble.
You win. Here you go.
Yeah, there's trouble there.
So again, on this show, our answer to virtually everything is get out,
break up.
Yeah, it's tough, but in this one, you do have to. You should probably get out.
And Josh is always the voice of reason. You're always thinking is communicate, talk
to each other.
Yeah.
I wonder if she leaves him, if he tries to go back to his wife.
Oh.
I wonder how that works.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, hopefully she has moved on too.
Yeah. I hope so.
Hmm. Okay, so we once again suggested break up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Start an affair with a married man. Let that be the lesson to all of you. Okay.
Unless he's real hot and you want to bang him.
Mm-hmm. Again,
she doesn't want to bang him though.
Well, I would just find another married guy, ruin his life. And that,
there you go.
There you go.
Oh, wait, there's a solution. Stay in this relationship, ruin another guy's life. Yeah, the best of both.
Okay, what's next?
Dear Allie, I went on two dates with a guy who's a photographer. He didn't talk much about it, so of course I went and Googled his work, and oh my God, it's borderline pornographic.
Oh,
awesome.
I'm avoiding his calls now because I see him in a totally different light. Even if I continue to see him, how could I even explain this to my family?
He's got a filter.
A blurry light.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's not telling him, she's not talking to him, she's just avoiding him now?
That's ridiculous.
I think some people are so uncomfortable with sex stuff, she'd rather just not talk to him than be like,
then he doesn't want to be with her anyway.
Well, then she's already answering her own question. Just keep ignoring him. He'll eventually leave you alone.
Right.
Hi, Mom and Dad. I'd like you to meet my date, Mr. Mapplethorpe.
You might want to put the butter away.
Yeah. I don't know where you draw the line. I draw it at the elbow.
My wife dated a guy who, just because she calls him this, the male nurse.
Yeah.
This is before you were married. I want to make this clear.
I'm pretty sure. But she never broke up with him, and she moved, and she's still worried that someday he'll show up. I'm like, I think it's over. But I don't know what kind of hope you have, but she was moving, and he showed up moving out with me to L.A., because we're big time. So we're moving out there, and she wouldn't answer the door, so she never called him back, didn't do anything, and... I don't know if it's official if they're not dating anymore. Maybe I should write a letter to you guys.
Officially, they're still a thing.
Wow.
It's great. Does she still
wear the ring that he gave her?
The sweater. Letterman sweater.
Mm-hmm. High school class ring.
What are you, in an Archie comic? What are you talking about?
Next.
It was so much easier to disappear a while ago, though. I don't know how, you know, they talk about people ghosting people.
Oh, a lot of girls have been disappeared on me just fine.
They figured it out.
Yeah, no.
There's 8,000 ways to reach someone. They can block you on everything.
Yeah.
I never understood how someone can completely go, like, just disappear, because you can track people so easily.
Yeah, stalking used to require a lot of work.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so again, no solution. What's the next one, Allie?
All right. Dear Allie, I'm 28 years old, and I'm recently single. I went to a birthday party last week, and I saw my old next-door neighbor, who I used to babysit when I was 15, and she was about 8. She's 21 now, and we had so much fun catching up. I really want to ask her on a date.
So why
my
not?
Friend says, don't do it. It's creepy, but is it?
No, not at all creepy.
I totally would. That's he should ask her out.
Yeah, he should give her the what's for.
When he asks her out, he should do it in Barney's voice. As a little boy.
Hey, I've been thinking.
You might recognize me.
Creepy and weird.
You want to go have some cookies and milk?
I like you. Will you please
take go a with chance me. What and good go is out with
what
me?
What good is
Allie? Didn't you date one of your former neighbors for a while?
Yeah, I did. I mean, but it was a neighbor that I was in my like late 20s that I knew. It wasn't a neighbor from when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
I think that's the difference, because I think in people's minds, when someone's like, how did you meet? And he's like, oh, I used to be her babysitter. People are like, well, who cares?
That's crazy.
Right.
You can always just say we knew each other when we were younger and we met up again.
Once you're 21, it doesn't, I mean...
Yeah,
he should have. I don't agree.
Depends on how young you were as being babysat.
15 and 8.
15 and 8.
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't look at her that way at that age.
No.
Wait, because what age wouldn't qualify? Younger would be bad, or older would be bad?
Like if you're a I don't even want to get that. I shouldn't have brought it up. Okay. That's when Frank realized sometimes what went on in his head should have stayed there.
I say, dude, ask her out.
Yeah, ask her out.
Now, do we have a happy letter this week, Allie? I mean,
This one's happy-ish, actually. Let me read you this one. This one's pretty good. Because it starts, my husband and I have a great marriage. She actually said, first of all, my husband and I have a great marriage. Three years ago, we moved into a house.
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Cheat on him.
No such thing.
Yeah. You think you have a great marriage. Go on.
We have a great marriage. 3 years ago, we moved into a house that needed a lot of updating. We did it ourselves, starting with a kitchen, but now we're redoing the basement. And how on earth do we do this and not want to kill each other?
Is this Shelley Long?
Money pit? Why do they want to kill
approaches.
Each other?
His is haphazard and mine is methodical.
Gotcha.
I don't know when to give in to his way and when to fight for mine.
Do one room each.
How do you get
right?
through this letter without wanting to kill yourself?
Don't you? If you're the haphazard person.
The happier ones are boring. Is the problem.
Don't you let the methodical person just take over? Go, hey,
go for it.
No. Right. You do one room haphazardly and you do one room methodically and see which one turns out better. And that's the way.
And then you go, see, told
the
you.
The loser gets buried in the basement.
In the crawl space.
In the crawl space.
Thank you very much. Right.
Has anybody in this room experienced this? The remodel and it's vastly different opinions and philosophies.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What did you end up doing?
I killed it.
Do you end up?
Did what she wanted.
I built
That's
three
really
houses.
The only solution.
I got out.
Tom did what she wanted to do.
That seems to be the smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
Now, I've never been married, but, you know, there are people who call me out for that all the time. But I.
No. You're correct, though. Yeah.
You're correct.
You probably on a small scale. Have you ever, with like a girlfriend, put together like an IKEA table? I mean, that creates issues as well.
Oh, God. Or you give your significant other their own space. Like, you know, you've heard the term man cave.
Sure.
And you let your husband or boyfriend.
This applies to anything. I mean, if you've ever tried putting together a big wheel and they give you all the tools and everything else, the one thing you don't need is anyone over your shoulder going, that's not the right bolt.
Something you'd do to someone else. Uh-huh.
The problem with the IKEA thing is, like, you know, I've built those things by myself. But then, like, step number 79, there's a picture of you and another person. They got like two guys. I'm like, I don't have anybody here. Like, all of a sudden, 76 steps with nobody, and then all of a sudden it's like I don't have another guy. So two in the morning, I don't have a guy.
Even on this segment, you're by yourself.
Yes.
My God, this is sad.
Man, they introduce another character in the story,
you're
and
not
like
allowed to do that.
It's a complete left turn.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty had all the king's men to help him.
You don't put a cartoon talking dog in the middle of Deer Hunter.
I mean, it's put IKEA furniture back together again.
You know what this wife could do?
Flabbergasted. Who has another person? No one has that.
Is that something people have, Allie?
Yeah, I don't know. I apparently
IKEA furniture for couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could always just say, honey, I got this. Why don't you go enjoy a pizza, watch some
and eat it.
I don't think most guys are okay with that if they want to do it their way. They're not like, all right, sweetie,
well, here's the part of the story you started. We've been updating our house and we're down to the basement. So they've obviously gotten along this far. Why is this becoming a problem all of a sudden?
Well, I guess things build up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have a great marriage, though, Josh.
No problem. Who knows?
He's building. You guys might be right. Leave him.
I can't understand why I'm working on the basement and he's outside building a gallows. he just went to Home Depot to get something for the trap door. Allie, we got to run. We were talking about Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. How does one get a hold of Allie Breen?
At Allie Breen on Twitter and Instagram is the best way. And there's Facebook, too, and email if that's
And it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E.
I got her number right here.
Oh, really? Perfect.
A-L-L-I.
Or Greg can give that out.
B-R-E. Thanks, Allie.
Thanks, guys. Talk
Always
to you
a
next
pleasure.
Week.
See you, Allie.
God, you know, I think that maybe IKEA should have Humpty Dumpty as their spokesman. Would that be, you know?
I don't think he speaks.
Humpty Dumpty?
No, it's a silent character. And then
I mean, he falls off the wall.
All he does is fall off a wall. Yeah,
I guess that would be kind of counterproductive, really, if you...
Yeah.
All the king's horses couldn't put this table together, nor can you.
Maybe you've started a trend. Maybe IKEA now, on their directions, they will have equipment needed, and they'll have the other guy there, number one.
They should. They should. Because, mm-hmm. It takes a turn.
Sure.
Late in the process.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, Frank, what was just handed to you?
Do we each have one of these?
I guess, yeah.
Is this a script?
Oh, you guys got a script? I don't have anything.
There was an old woman.
Louder.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What is it?
What do they call these? A fairy tale or a nursery rhyme?
I guess so.
This is a nursery rhyme as read by two Tom Griswold's.
Oh.
So you're going to be me and Frank's going to be me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This is exciting.
Was an old woman.
Let's call her a woman of a certain age.
Who lived in a shoe.
Wow. And you thought living in a trailer sucked.
She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
All right. I realize this is the pot calling the kettle black, since I have seven children so far, but has this woman heard of condoms? Or maybe a diaphragm, perhaps?
She gave them some broth without any bread.
Yes, Josh. She used bouillon cubes properly, not by feeding them to her brother like some hillbilly hoodlum.
It sounded like somebody else directed me. Then whipped them all soundly, and mine's becoming Adam West. So then whipped them all soundly and put them to bed.
Perfect. You gave me the one about child abuse. Oh, so I guess I'm the dick now, right? Huh? I'm sorry. Christy? Do we have chick, is that sports?
Pretty good.
That's excellent.
Excuse me, we've got a lot to get to now.
Pretty good.
Okay. Coming up next, we have, apparently, I've been told, Meghan, what is it? Meghan Markle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man.
And psychic news with Meghan Markle next. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios and glad to be here. We have a couple things we have to get to. I should introduce our special guests. They would include comedian Greg Warren. Greg, by the way, is doing a special show, an all-ages show.
Along with his regular
Now, by staff. All-ages, we mean starting, preferably diaper-free.
Yeah, I mean,
If you're over 89 and need a diaper, that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
That would be
not going to be any diaper material there
at the Liberty Funny Bone in Greater Cincinnati,
which only really works for the really young and the really old.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. You're there all weekend, but the special show Sunday is, and then
3:00.
With us in the studio also Frank Caliendo with Port Charlotte, Florida, coming up Friday at the Comedy Zone. Then it's the Casino Run, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Northwood, Iowa, Davenport, Iowa, and Altoona, Iowa. Some of those
Altoona.
I'm Altona. Now, Christy, you got some comedians in the news, apparently. At least
yeah, T.J. Miller, comedian, charged with making a false bomb report. Jesus. According to prosecutors, Miller called 911 after fighting with a fellow Amtrak passenger while traveling from Washington to New York on March 18th.
T.J.
Suspecting he was drunk, Amtrak staff removed Miller from the train before investigators stopped and evacuated the train in Westport, Connecticut, where they found no explosives on board.
Well, TJ's last bomb was his Netflix special.
Hey! Miller was arrested Monday at LaGuardia and faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted.
So now he's not going to be on the show.
Just kidding. He's apparently got an issue with alcohol, I'm guessing.
He was really good in that train movie with Denzel Washington.
Are you eating on the air?
This unbelievable.
No. What a jerk.
Rule one.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Rule two, be funny.
You got a third rule?
Oh, there's shit now, having at it.
So, so apparently, okay. So he's on this train, and he's having an argument with this woman, so he calls the cops and says she has a bomb.
Well, I don't know, because that's the only story I had. I didn't know it was a woman either. He called 911 after fighting with a fellow Amtrak passenger.
It is a well. He fought with another, but apparently there was a woman with, and he said that she had this bag and that she kept checking it and asking when the next stop was and all these suspicious things.
How do you know?
Maybe
I read an article about.
Here we go.
I sure did.
Josh has it.
Hey, you guys, just take it easy, man.
The woman kept checking her bag without taking anything out. It seemed to want to get off the train and leave her bag behind, according to Miller, as we told the police. Okay.
But then everybody else in the train said that's not at all what happened, and they never did find a bag. So, who knows?
Yikes.
But it is a pretty great made-up story of why.
And the appropriate response would have been to, you know, shame her on Facebook or something. You know, the contemporary way to
nobody's following him anymore after what he did.
Okay.
Well, apparently, he is going to be punished for this train thing.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's sentenced to watch the Emoji Movie, which he did a voice for.
Yeah, the Yogi Bear.
That's a hard time, yeah.
Hey, Yogi Bear was an okay movie.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, his audition for that was really funny, man.
What?
He like went to a zoo and got like a hired a like one of those bears, and just so he could get on the movie, and it worked, man.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. Gimmicks over talent, always. That's the way to go. I think
I've been living with it.
I'm sorry, Christy. Anything else over there?
Months before Meghan Markle met Prince Harry, her psychic reportedly saw London in her future. TMZ is reporting the actress's longtime psychic, Richard Wynn, claims he told Markle during their last session, quote, I see you in London with a lot of British people.
Why didn't he tell us this before? I love the psychics, the after. Oh, well, I
could, what's his name? Dick Wynn.
Richard Wynn.
Oh, yeah. Dick Wynn.
I see.
That has to be a porn star.
Markle was reportedly dating someone else at the time of Wynn's prediction, but once she met Prince Harry, she emailed her psychic to tell him she'd met someone new in England.
I see London. I see France. I see the prince's underpants.
Not too,
that'll
not
happen
too
on,
big.
That'll happen on the
not
honeymoon,
too
right?
Small.
Just the size of City Hall, which has been taken over.
When's the wedding?
May.
Okay. Are you going?
Time now for things we learned.
I'm not going. I didn't
are
get invited. I'm going to a party that morning at
Strange.
A friend's house.
Oh, you guys, you're going to sit around in your pajamas and yammer and watch
crowns
it.
And we're going to watch
ugh,
it, yes.
God.
Things we learned brought to you by Grainger, the products and services you need when you need them. Granger's
oh,
got
you guys
your
are
back
just jealous.
To help keep your facility running.
Nope, Granger, nope, not jealous.
We're yeah, the ones that get it done. Granger!
Peter that's Frampton was on Instagram talking about the fact that Frampton Comes Alive came out, what
poor
was it?
Peter
April 10th, 1976.
Great, great album. And
I made a comment and he liked it and it made my day.
And then that song lasts about the same amount of time between 1976 and right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's well worth every note.
Again, rule two, funny.
Man, I always get tripped up on that one.
You bet you do.
And then Josh took all of the wind out of Christie's sails by going, oh, you mean Peter Frampton's assistant liked it.
No, it's not his assistant.
Yeah, Peter is great. Wow. Good news, NFL, Thursday Night Football, no more of those stupid color rush things.
Right.
Mount Rushmore of pot, we've agreed with Snoop. It should be Willie Nelson, Cheech and Chong, and Snoop. Not,
I can't
not
believe
so.
They're doing that.
But you got to add Bob Marley. I think
no, he had Bob Marley. He had okay. Cheech and Chong as one.
Okay, that makes more sense. Check out Christy and Frank on Instagram. Frank's coming back tomorrow. Mr. Warren will not be present.
yeah, all right. Good show tomorrow.
I'm not a big fan of crayons. And Josh made his brother eat a bullion cube, told him it was candy. You are so mean. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I was just saying dealing with Chick is like dealing with a two-year-old. Now that I think about it, no, that's not true.
The two-year-old
my
credit.
My two-year-old is more well-behaved at the dinner table.
remember when they're in the woods and Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase, and they hear a sound and Chevy Chase goes, what's that? And Dan Aykroyd says, it sounds like a dick fur. And Chevy Chase goes, what's a dick fur? Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, it's a pee with. So...
I thought you were going to say when they hear Soulfinger. Remember that?
No, they do, yeah. Remember the Russians scene? Are playing Soulfinger.
The Russians are playing Soulfinger. All right. Sorry.
Great song.
We'll have to grab that. Dean, can you get on that? I want to share this with Grace because I think she'll like it. We've just been joined by the young Grace in the studio. And do you know the song Soulfinger?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Have you ever seen the song, seen the movie Spies Like Us?
No.
No?
Chevy this is Chase. None of my
first business. Act and a half are great.
And I don't want to make this sound like what it's going to sound like, but is that top you're wearing, is that in?
Yeah. It's floral. It's
doesn't
pretty.
It look like everyone's grandmother's couch?
No, no, no.
Yeah,
that's,
pretty
that's,
much.
That's my Aunt Marg's couch right
no,
there.
No, it looks like an apron. Like somebody.
It's would... a very. It's a floral print.
Well, thanks, guys.
No, it looks nice.
Thank you,
it does,
Josh.
But it is very similar to a print that was quite popular.
Yeah. In the 40s,
to our
yes.
two prints that were popular, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not in the 40s.
Everything, floral print everything comes back.
It does.
And yeah. Someday that will.
It's like half my wardrobe.
It's bad. It's very bright. It's nice.
Floral and skulls. Those are my two. Those are my two. Oh,
well,
I'm
just
sorry.
No, I know you're a
someday
cat.
Someday it'll be gray and black like
you're
the rest
a cat
of
person.
Oh, that's, there's that too.
We can make you happy here.
Okay.
I've got to find the story. This,
I have it right here.
What is it? A Troy, Michigan cop shop? They made
cop
a
shop.
They made
the
a
police
bet.
Department.
What are you, a beat reporter for the newspaper? I gotta go get to the cop shop. Got any fatals? What's your
the Troy Police Department in suburban Detroit have added a cat to their department.
You know, I was thinking about it. You know, because police cat. If you had a drug sniffing cat, you know the cool part would be the cat wouldn't tell you. You know, we've got Fluffy over there. He's, I don't know. He hasn't ever told me once if he found anything.
Sitting there licking his paw and 20 pounds of pure heroin walking by. I'm sorry. Did I miss something? What's going on?
But the reason I wanted to bring it up again is that apparently they've asked people to help them name the cat. But I'm trying to find the article, Christy. Does it say if it's a if the kitty is a boy kitty or a
no.
girl kitty?
Is it safe to say that Grace is the most cat person in the room right
yes.
now?
Oh, well,
no, yeah. Ace.
Ace, too.
No, Ace, you had
Grace and Ace.
I coordinated Ace's cat.
Mandu is the
yes.
name.
Yeah.
Cat Mandu.
She helped me with my research.
How is yeah. how is Mr. Mandu, by the way?
Ms.
Oh, it's a she?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know
still
that.
She likes to watch TV.
That's atta perfect girl. For you, because you watch TV.
Yeah, but it's fascinating. She'll just sit there and not just glance, but.
Pretty soon mm-hmm. she'll be criticizing the shows you watch.
Or she'll walk over and start turning the
channel.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Wouldn't it? Look at him like, really? She looks at the TV, looks at him. What? Come on.
You come home and the cat has hung itself because you left The View on.
Joy Behar was going on one of her.
I told you she was chewing on one of Tom's condoms.
Oh.
Now by Tom's condoms.
Yeah, clarify that.
Oh, they're
let's make it very clear that I think it's fairly obvious that I really don't use them.
Right.
No, I went for one Christmas. I give everyone on the staff condoms with my image on them.
Well, you need
on
to
the
back
packet,
even,
not on the actual
further,
condom.
You give us many gifts with your picture on them.
Yes, every
many
year.
Many different. And get, one year yes. it was condoms, yes. Mm-hmm,
yeah. You've had towels, sheets, pillowcases, dog bowl. Big. Everyone wants the dog bowls. I should probably sell those.
My dog bowl has been, your face has been licked off.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dog bowl.
It is gone.
I
don't Sounds know if good. That, I don't know if that, when I think about it, maybe that's what killed Gibbs. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Well, the paint. Wow. The paint in the dog bowl? That
could
be good for.
It could be lead.
I know it couldn't. Oh, my God.
I'm going to get emails. Let's why did you get me?
Move on here. Christy Lee is at the Bob. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. This is for you. This is used in the movie Spies Like Us, right? With Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Donna Dixon.
And they're in the middle of nowhere. They've crashed one in the Russian wilderness or something. Mm. And they hear this. Wafting through the airwaves. Remember this song? It's a good one.
You're dead. Because the trumpet player knows this very well.
Great song.
It's a great song.
What are the few instrumentals that, what's the last instrumental to become a hit record?
Oh, why do you bring this up?
Wow.
Rise? Herb Albert?
It's got to be some EDM thing, I would think.
Could be.
But, I mean, by hit, I mean...
There's a really good instrumental band called Explosions in the Sky. They've had a few albums in the last couple of years.
Look at his face.
He really
doubts it.
When you started saying the word explosion, he visually checked out of what you were saying.
They may be very good, I don't know. You know something? Chick found that one band from Washington, D.C., the...
where is that? Do we still have that?
The Five... What was it, the Five?
What was the name of that? Dang,
the Fast Five...
Funk Five?
Funk.
Furious Five?
Well, Five Finger Death Punch?
No.
They're definitely not instrumental.
Great. Yes, they are. I love that tune. It was... I'll dig it up. But okay. In the meantime...
Harlem Shake came along in 2013. It had been more than 10 years since the instrumental was in the Billboard Top 10.
Okay.
There you go.
So that's probably the last one, don't you think?
How could you... That was your band, Chick. You're the one that brought him in.
I know. And I forget it.
It was a something five.
Right? Now, do you consider...
But there were only four of them? Wasn't that the joke?
Yeah, Funk House Five or something. I heard it in Nordstrom.
Okay.
Do you consider...
Hold on.
Five for Fighting?
No. You heard it at Nordstrom's?
Yeah, that's where I get most of my music. I'll be shopping and I'll hear something and I'll Shazam it or Soundhound it. And next thing you know, boom.
That's pretty hip. Nordstrom's?
It's not hip. It's cool? It's cool. That's what we who are cool do.
Okay.
Cool do? Cool do.
Here's Harlem Shake. You can do the
Harlem Shake. Yeah, okay, that's enough.
What's the matter with it?
Oh, I don't know. The mind-numbing...
Was it a lot of EDM music.
Was it the Knox, the Knoxville Five? What was? No, this is really
Fort Knox Five.
Fort Knox Five.
Fort
there we
Knox
go.
Five.
That song is great.
I was close. Okay.
Now, can an instrumental have any spoken words?
Well,
or
that
any?
One just did.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
here's the. This is the one you were talking about. I think.
That's the one.
Now, I suppose technically.
Since got, oh, chair dance is happening.
Uh-oh. You've got the guys doing
the... Playing. I'm going to do the moonwalk for Grace.
Okay, know. Hang on. So you get yourself prepped over there.
Let's see this.
You've got the guys in the background going shoo-bop, boo-bop, whatever they're saying. So mm-hmm. I suppose it's technically an instrumental, though, because it doesn't have words, I guess.
What about Oh Yeah by Yellow? Would you consider that instrumental?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Or Da, Da, Da. Remember that thing?
Now, are we ready over there?
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, young broadcasters, take note. This is radio, and you mm-hmm. can't see this. However, it's going to make us all feel great.
It's
so
worth it.
Who's going to handle the description? You want to take this one, Josh, or you want this one, Christy?
No, I don't care for this when Chick does it, so somebody else can do it.
Okay, Christy, it's on you.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the moonwalk. It was popularized by a guy by the name of Michael Jackson.
Now, we'll all explain. We are all seated.
Don't be embarrassed. I love it, Chick.
Well,
it's awesome.
Don't. Give it away.
Well, no, we're all seated.
I want people to think I'm an amazing dancer.
You are. You're doing a chair dance. This is the beauty. This
you'd be doing it on your knees.
If you're going into work and you work in the sitting position, and I do say sitting carefully after an event earlier on the show.
Yes.
Are you ready? Yeah. This is a band called the Fort Knox Five, and this is a wonderful song. And Chick will now do his dance.
Good Lord, could you set this up any more unnecessarily?
I'm trying to make this humorous, which is rather difficult, in as much as it's so visual.
You're
Christy, go ahead.
Well, I'm not even going to try.
He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there.
Me and my art.
Yes.
If you don't do it, I will play the Hello Dare song.
Okay.
You didn't do it.
Hello. Daisy's moving now. Okay, here we go. Ready? Go ahead.
No, you.
Yeah.
There we
there
go.
Go.
And now.
Oh, there's that moonwalk.
Like
okay, now.
Yes.
It's so smooth.
Okay,
yeah,
right? Here's what you want to do. If you work in an office, get everybody.
Did you hear the room go wild when I moonwalk?
Get everybody to gather around and then have them all sit in front of you. And then you download the Fort Knox 5 on whatever device you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you want to explain how you do the moonwalk? Because it's tricky.
Well, you're going to bounce.
You bounce up and down.
You bounce up.
But they can only
across.
See you from the waist down.
Right, it's kind of like a puppet
show. I mean, from the waist up, excuse me.
It's kind of a puppet. And then you just glide your chair back and it looks like you're moonwalking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's classic.
I hope, anyway.
And you could establish this and get some big laughs at work.
Oh, yeah. You'll be employee of the month in no time.
If
Nobody remembers Da, Da, Da by Trio?
Da, Da, Da.
Oh, our producer remembers it. Yeah.
Okay. Now
it sounds familiar.
So, does that mean tequila would count as instrumental?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
So wait,
what?
What is this?
My fingers are all greasy.
All greasy.
Oh,
this is some kind of mashup, Dean, in the yellow. Okay. Am I supposed to know what this is? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now my fingers are all greasy.
I do what I do. No, I don't like the big bush. I'll say it. I had crabs.
That part makes its own gravy.
I just soiled myself.
These are my balls.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I'm not an outdoor pooper. Didn't I give you a shot in the ass one time?
Nice ass. I'll be back for that ass.
Stay tuned. More Bob and Tom Extra is next. Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
After you introduce everybody, I have a question for the room.
Okay.
I have a statement.
And I have a weird request.
Okay. We've all got an agenda.
I got nothing.
Oh, we all have agendas.
We're trying to get Christy in a better mood. That's Ace running the controls over there.
It's Augusta this weekend.
Thank you very much, Ace. That's Chick McGee. That's comedian Dwight Slade, one of my very favorites. That is little Joshy, and that's Christy Lee. This is Tom speaking. And yes, Josh, what's your request?
Oh, I have a question for
you. Oh, question.
Have any of you, you might not like this question.
What's the topic?
Have any of you had to sleep in your car?
due to
actually
some sort of...
actually go and sleep in the car?
Yes.
No. I've threatened it hundreds recently? Of times. But
not
no.
recently, in your life.
I've slept in a rest area in my car.
But I don't mean like you're traveling and tired. Oh. I mean a fight and you go, I'm going to sleep in the car.
No.
I'll go sleep in the car.
No.
Have you?
No. But you threatened it, Chick?
Oh, I threatened it 100 times.
Was your bluff ever called?
Let me think. Not in the last... What can I say on the air? 15 years.
Couldn't you just go to the couch? Why do you have to go to the car?
Well, that they just didn't want you in the house at all.
I'm sure if we opened I'm sure if we opened up the phone lines, yeah. we could get
Here's
hundreds
something that
of
if
yes.
a psychiatrist is listening. When I was a kid, I had a cassette recorder. When my mom and dad would fight, I would record them. And then when the fight was over, I'd play it back. And it was the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Funny.
And the three of us would sit around and
laugh at it. Oh, your parents would listen to it?
Yeah, and we'd all laugh at it. And
that's actually probably fairly sophisticated and smart.
One of the biggest punchlines was my dad looked at my mom and said, I'm going to go sleep in the car.
Really?
That's an interesting coping.
Yeah, that may be. May be a really good
audio
thing to do.
Recording.
I guess.
Yeah,
so did they know you were recording?
No. I secretly recorded. No, after I did it, I did it like five or six times, and then I thought, I have to play this for them because I'm listening to it and laughing.
Did your dad go, get the recorder?
Go back to the tape, see if she said that.
You're like the stenographer.
I'm surprised that they were okay sitting back and listening to it.
I am. Well, it just you know, they were pretty much, you know, we were all the same age. So I think that.
That is
I know.
That was some of the fun, more fun time.
A friend of mine actually had a pretty serious drinking issue. Mm-hmm. And some friends of his took some video of him, showed it to him once, and that was it. He was done. He retired.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's fascinating that your parents would sit there and listen to it.
I can't imagine.
Did you wait a long time before you did it, or did you do it right?
You know, after the storm had passed and stuff. There's something called the emergency room effect, and I don't want to get into it.
Okay. After the makeup sex, that's when he would, you know.
Yeah, I caught my dad.
That's very funny, Chris.
I didn't.
Wait a minute. You caught your dad having makeup sex?
What?
Yeah, it was very interesting, and I have some photos on my phone. No, I caught him in the garage sitting quietly in his car. And it wasn't running, so it wasn't that kind of final situation.
The door wasn't closed. Yeah.
But I was emptying the waste paper baskets in the garbage in the house because that was my one chore. And when I heard my parents having a fight, of course, I immediately started cleaning. I figured it was my fault. So he was sitting over there, and I just remember him slouched down. And the expression was there was decisions being made. And then I walked in. He was like, I'm just checking out the interior. Making everything's fine. Let's go inside. I saved our family is what I'm
you
trying
sure
to
did.
Say.
You sure did.
Now, Justin, so you've never had to go sleep in a car?
No, but I've never been in that sort of relationship.
I can't imagine you've ever had a fight. You don't look like a fighter to me.
I have. I once.
That was a double-edged compliment.
Biggest fights I ever got into was because she was telling me that we don't fight enough. And that caused a huge fight.
You know why? Because she's a bitch. If that is her problem, talk about picking a fight over nothing.
No kidding. It was brutal. That was near the end. That was definitely near the end.
Yeah. Now, what did you do? Did you throw her off a cliff?
No. She still broke up with me.
Okay. Well,
that's
still
when she stabbed herself and cut herself into little pieces and put her into a garbage bag.
We don't fight enough.
Told me. No, yeah, when that's she broke up with me, crazy. She told me she was.
So you're too accommodating and reasonable.
Yes.
How dare you?
And I go, you're mistaking fighting for caring.
Did
and
you
that's
hit her
complete...
with that? And you go, what's the matter? Am I too agreeable? Too easygoing? Too nice?
As knowing you as well as I do, I figured you probably got into a fight because she didn't use the Oxford comma. You know, something.
Oh, I would have thought about that.
Oh,
yeah
me too.
I'm very pro Oxford comma. Yeah,
I guarantee if you looked back at her history, her parents fought.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I guarantee if you look into her future, there's going to be a lot of guys that have gladly
taken that on.
Yeah, they got her in her rearview mirror going, thank God.
No, she's all.
She's obviously a horrible human being.
Do you remember what wedding it was when during the ceremony you looked at me, Tom, and said, thank God these two are getting married and keeping them away from everybody else?
Yes, no, I said, thank God these two have hooked up. Those will keep two other people from having their lives ruined. So I remember exactly where that was.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, in that case, something else intervened.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
holy
shit. An act of God, perhaps?
Yeah.
Two words. Yes. The second one is Reaper. Yeah. Okay, let's move forward.
So that is
here.
Kind of an act of God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Depending on your beliefs.
We're hanging out with comedian Dwight Slade. And I don't know if you're prepared for this, Dwight. There's a tradition on this show.
And we love this tradition.
Is this a good time for me to ask you know what I'm going to ask you about?
I think so.
You're famous on this program for something you call your pet peeves.
Oh, yes.
And I
stuff that irritates you.
I remember many of them. But do you have any on your mind at present?
I feel sorry for my friend Luke because his name is the only one that is associated with a mildly tepid food temperature.
Ah.
Luke, warm.
I don't know how hot food ever got associated with any other name. I would like to see it associated with other people's names. Can I have a cup of coffee with a Kevin warm? Just a little. I received a flyer in the mail about burial costs. Okay. They offered, quote, a no-nonsense guide to funeral planning. Well, show me the nonsense guide to funeral planning. Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. This coffin converts into a popcorn machine. And don't forget the squirting lapel flower when people give their last sentiments to you. I don't understand why people don't have an appropriate awareness of how much space to leave in a line. We're all going to the same place, so there's no reason to ride my ass. I think 2 feet is the minimum, not an inch from prison rape, okay? I'm tired of people who put two delicious foods together thinking it will be even more delicious. The soup of the day is BLT. Wasn't that a sandwich? It is, but now it's a soup.
Oh, God, you're so right. That's happening everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Tom hates this.
Loaded potato.
Yeah.
And then they take two words and put them together. Oh, I hate that.
Dude came up to me the other day after a show and said, yeah, you're pretty funny. Oh, thank you for that qualified compliment. Isn't that the comedic equivalent to you're attractive for a fat girl? Is that what it is? Here's something you never hear. Excuse me, you've served me too much delicious, entirely affordable guacamole. Has anyone ever been satisfied with the quantity? A friend of mine raised champion llamas. Oh, what's that? A champion llama? The one who looks more like a camel and a transvestite had a baby? I said thank you to someone, and then someone responded with, no problem. Yeah, thank you. No problem. Well, I wasn't suggesting there was one.
Yes.
I don't know why we have to make a conflict over this simple thing.
I'll tell you what, listen to NPR. And you'll never hear anyone say you're welcome.
You're welcome. Never.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Thank you. No, really? Thank you.
No, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. If you
I can top your thank you.
I think if you say you're welcome,
they don't know what to do.
They send you over to Fox News. I'm not sure what happens. I don't know. Yeah. There's some kind of – you never hear anyone say you're welcome.
Yeah, there are studies that show that you're welcome, people love to hear it.
Yeah.
It makes them feel really good.
Which should.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But, and I want to interrupt Dwight here because I was.
And thank you, Tom, for saying something.
You're welcome. Welcome. Where you said someone said, "Hey, you're funny." I've got the ultimate story about this. Now, one of my favorite artists, as you know, is Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton was on tour with Cream, and this was their first tour of the United States. So, what would that be? A 68-ish? I forget the year.
Sounds right.
But this would go on to become one of the greatest. They were at the. This is some of the greatest musicians of all time in the realm of the world of rock and roll, whatever. So they're playing this club, and this guy that I know is there, and I'll tell you who it is off the air.
Okay.
And so they get off stage. They've had this unbelievable set.
Sure.
They've had their first hit in America, and it's this packed, but it's a club. They get off stage, and my friend is backstage because he was in the band that opened for him, and one of his buddies walks in. And walks up to Eric Clapton and looks at him and goes, "Hey, man, decent."
Really?
Decent? Hey, nice job. Hey, Jonas Salk. Hey, that thing that saved all those people's lives.
Yeah.
Decent, man.
That was adequate work.
Wow. How stoned and stupid do you have to be?
Man.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
But decent. Now, have we finished our list of your pet peeves, or is there another one?
No. I'm tired of people who insert punctuation into their sentences as they're talking. I don't like driving at night, period. Oh, the sentence is over. That came out of nowhere. Can I try that? I'm going to paint my house. Semicolon. I like red. I find you annoying. Exclamation point. Asterisk. See below. Douchebag. How come it is that every waiter that offers you dessert offers it like he's offering pornography? So did anyone save some room for dessert? Who'd like a little dessert? We'll have cheesecake and a couple of forks. A three-way. I'll be right back.
Who is that? Who is that? Who is that guy?
I don't know, but yeah. He was in a lot of sitcoms.
Is he different from the guy that pops his mouth?
Yeah, that's two different people.
Yeah. Pops his mouth.
The mouth poppers.
There was a guy that would he'd open up his mouth and he'd take his hand and
do one of those things.
I just do one whack of his mouth.
Excellent, sir. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, but he would slap him.
But he'd hit himself in the face and it would make a nice little pop sound.
Okay, these are all very interesting. Mm-hmm. The punctuation guy. That's fascinating. You meet that all the time. I don't even know what a semicolon's for. I never figured it out.
Yeah, well, I don't know the
difference. For separating two different clauses, but they're related.
Well, what about the colon? What do you use that for?
That's if there's going to be more than one clause.
The colon is to digest food, I think, and expel it from the body.
What is it? We'll talk about this.
Okay, I do.
I've never cared enough
to worry
about it.
Speaking of colon issues, I got my results back from my Cologuard.
Oh, when you dumped in a box and mailed it?
Well, now we have to start over. We have to start over. Our guest, comedian Dwight Slade. First off, Dwight.
This is actually his next pet peeve.
You're not obliged to put me up to speed on any of this. No, I feel I'm walking into
people
another.
People talking about their colon exams. Yes. Do you ever get that?
This is actually quite interesting.
Kind of serious.
Last month was a month that they remind everyone about certain issues. Mm-hmm. And some of them are very serious, why you need to get a colonoscopy when you're a person of a certain age. Have you had one?
Not within the last week, but yes, I've had one.
Okay. I don't mean recently. If you have any of the wallet size, by all means. The point is, there's another test that they do now in which Christy
participated
and
in.
I'd never heard of this, but after you talked about it, then I saw a commercial for
it. I had never heard of it either, but I went to a new doctor, and my doctor offered this up as opposed to doing a colonoscopy. It's not right for everybody. Check with your doctor. But it's a kit and you mail it in and then they tell you the results and obviously
when
there's
you
a
say
problem,
you mail it in,
you're not doing this justice.
Yeah, you take you take the kit.
It's not like it's a urine test where you get something you just a little bit into a container or whatever. There's a netting involved that you
container.
Put in your toilet with a box and you have to
hit the container.
Land things in the box as you're making your deposit. Yeah.
Oh, so there's a competitive sense of play with this.
Right.
Yes. It's
exactly. Very strategic. Yeah. You know what I
mean. If Chuck Berry owned a Six Flags, this would be one of the games.
Yes. Exactly. And you can't touch it with
instead
a tool.
Instead of throwing ping pong balls at the goldfish, this would be a whole different ballgame.
And so my thought was, can you imagine being on the other end of this and you're the person whose job is opening up all these boxes? And I'm thinking, why not eat some of that edible glitter so when that person opens the box, oh, look, it must be someone's birthday. It's like a little, give them a little sizzle.
How thoughtful.
But my results are in and everything's fine.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So. Okay. You got a healthy dump there.
I have a healthy, apparently.
Did they know it was you?
What do you mean, did they know it was you?
Was there like a little note in there going, hey, by the way, Christy, love the show?
No. Oh. I was told through my doctor. My doctor called me and said.
Amazingly unprofessional. Yes.
Oh, you'd be amazed.
Oh, I know.
Doesn't that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
It just happened to me.
Absolutely.
Some random Amazon order that was a little handwritten note in there.
What?
No kidding.
Really?
And it said, hey, big fan, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's where aliases come in really handy.
Oh, that's right. Your name is fake. Okay.
What?
Yes. Like much about me.
Speaking of. Real name is Abigail Breslin.
He did not, but I can see why you changed it because you don't want to get confused. Yeah.
I don't want to dwell on this topic, but and I'm afraid I'm going to have to because we get a lot of requests here at the Bob and Tom Radio.
Uh-huh. You know?
Sure.
We have a request for a story from Josh.
Oh.
Oh, That story?
That story again?
Josh, you have...
I'm with you, Christy. This is out there. This is...
This has become a thing.
Legendary.
This may be your stairway to heaven. I am actually now seeing your live show. I just saw your wonderful live show. I know you're working on your new album. You may have to start ending with this. People love this so much.
Wow.
And I'm sure, no, Dwight has not heard this, and I'm sure he'd be fascinated.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, you can go ahead and play it.
And it's like a
no, I want to,
no,
I want
no,
you
we're
to tell
hear it live.
Oh,
it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Going to be on tape.
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute story, isn't it?
No, it's I can set whole... it up. You're in New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay. You're in New Orleans, and all human beings have certain issues they have to deal with on occasion.
Sure.
And you were in a situation, prairie dog at it, if you will.
Well, Dwight, you stay at plenty of hotels.
Please don't involve me in this person.
Sorry. Yeah. But, there's a certain checkout time, 10 or 11 a.m., and you. But sometimes you don't have to leave town right away. This was one of those instances where I checked out of my hotel, but I wanted to go get lunch at a restaurant in New Orleans. And as you know, the food down there can be quite... Mm-hmm. It has quite
volatile.
A kick to it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, things started to happen, and this was an emergency situation right after I ate. So I just went right back to my hotel and said, can I please go up into the room that I just checked out of? And she said, no, the maids are in there already. We can't do that. And I said, I have to use the restroom. She said, we have one here in the lobby. A beautiful hotel, very old. She said, you have to be careful, though. The door doesn't work anymore. You have to hold it closed.
And this is a one-holer.
It is a one-seater. Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
And the door opens right into the lobby.
That's right. Yeah.
Completely, very awkward.
Yes. So I go in, sit down. I'm holding as I'm transacting business, I'm holding the door closed.
So you're leaning way forward then, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaning forward. Yeah. And I let go of the door at some point. Sure. And as I do... The door rips open, and there's an 80-something-year-old man standing there. And he starts to walk in because he doesn't see me at first. And then he goes, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I go, it's fine. Close the door. Because I can see everybody in the lobby. And they can see me. And he goes, I'm sorry. And he opened the door with such force that it got stuck. He could not get it closed. So he's yanking on it with both hands. The door will not close. And I'm going, close the door. And he's going, I can't. And then he just slowly starts to back away. As I'm sitting there going, please, sir.
Leave
sir.
You on your own.
And he looks at me as though I'm a platoon mate. And he has to leave me on the battlefield. He goes, I'm sorry. I can't. And he just disappears. And I have to... I'm looking at everybody in the lobby, and I have to stand up and cover myself while I reach for the door and yank it closed.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Horrific.
Yes.
Gosh.
And then I had to finish and then walk out.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Hi, thank you. No, sit. Sit, thank you.
If I had been there, if I hadn't known you, I would have started to applaud. Yes, you have to.
And the look in that man's eyes, he genuinely felt bad that he could not alleviate the issue that he caused.
What conversation do you suppose he had in the car with his wife at that time? I don't know if I did the right thing there. But if I'd had a blanket or something, I would have helped out. But
the poor man will never.
He was just staring. We were looking right in each other's eyes. I can't.
Was he a feeble little guy?
Yeah, he was. Mid-80s, I'd say.
He's probably not with us anymore.
No.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
He's done it now.
Yeah.
I'd like to think he'll greet me when I eventually pass. He'll greet me.
And he'll try to open the gate. I can't open the gate.
And then these demons are dragging me to hell. Wait a minute.
Sir, wait a minute. Help me, please. No, I can't.
Then they'll go, just kidding. That's one of Jesus' favorite stories.
Wake up. More Bob and Tom Extra is on the way next. You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, Coast to Coast Division Okay, we got a couple things I want to catch up with here. We have in the studio NFL great Joe Theismann hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure to talk with Joe, and we'll get back to Joe momentarily. This is from USA Today this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're a homeowner, Joe. You know that no matter what you do in life, things can happen. You know, if you got a water leak, it's a problem no matter who you are.
No matter where you are. That's
even
right.
If you're the Pope, if you've got a leaky faucet, it could be a problem.
The Vatican is leaking. You need someone to come in and
He's
fix
got
it.
Somebody
He's
there.
Got somebody.
This Dateline, I'm sure the Pope has a plumber, but I'm just saying this happens to all of us. Phoenix, Arizona, a house was severely damaged by an electric water heater that shot through the roof and landed on a street corner some 200 yards away.
That's like one of the vacation movies.
Now, think about that.
Rumor has it Richard Branson is going to use that for this upcoming space tours thing.
200 football fields.
Wow.
Hey honey, what happened to the hot water? Well,
wow.
It's down the street.
It's, down the street.
Four houses down.
Yeah. It's at Chick's house.
That's right.
Man.
A malfunction in the water heater caused a buildup of pressure. A neighbor's wall was damaged. Windows were broken. Fortunately, there were no injuries.
No kidding.
Unbelievable. Now,
believe it.
One other thing I want to catch up, and then we'll get back here. We were talking about various names earlier in the show and various city names and names of great athletes that are just sort of poetic in and of themselves. They just have kind of a flow to them. Elijah Pitts was always a name that I loved as a kid. There are great names in baseball. Yogi Berra.
Oh, yeah.
But you mentioned in a different context, Bob, a place called a Blue Ball.
Blue Ball, Pennsylvania.
Someone has sent us a photograph
from
of the Blue Ball Baptist Church, which we're going to have
so
to.
Wrong.
We're going to have to.
That is
yes.
So wrong.
Yes, we're going to have
going to Blue Ball Baptist.
We're going to have to post that.
Oh. I have a Baptist church in the news. Did you see this story?
Which one is it?
The one about the jackpot?
No.
The guy turns
I did down. See that. Turned down the $600,000.
Robert Powell hit the Florida lottery jackpot last month, took home more than $6 million, and thought he would do the right thing and tithe 10% of it to his church. $600,000 to the First Baptist Orange Park.
Mm-hmm.
The church and Pastor David Tarkington declined, told Powell they will not accept the lottery winnings.
There you go.
Many churches do not approve of the lottery and gambling.
You know,
pastor
the
at another church,
the brand new church of Bob and Tom.
Yeah,
that's like the preacher sitting there praying, going, "Well, give me a sign, God." And he goes, "Look, I sent you $600,000, and you turned it down.
What do you want?
Come on."
Well, it's actually nice that someone stands on principle.
Did someone actually say they'd accept it, though?
Yeah, Dr. Lorenzo Hall would have accepted the money. I'm against the lottery, but if one of my members won the lottery, I wish and I'd hope he would give 10% to my church.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor David Tarkington would not say exactly why the church refused the dough, saying only he didn't want to talk about members' gifts.
I don't care what you got to just praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's some story. Well, thank you very much.
Sir.
Thank you very much, Christy.
It didn't come
Lee.
From the lottery. It came from an individual.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right.
Wow. It only cost him a dollar.
Yeah. Would he rather have a dollar in the plate than $600,000?
I have a tactical question, and not that it's ever going to happen, but if you win, how much was it?
$6 million.
$6 million.
Do you tithe from the gross winnings or from the after tax?
After tax.
Okay.
I think you have to tithe what you have.
I think God looks at the gross.
These are technical questions, Joe.
I do believe.
God looks at the gross.
God looks at the gross. I love that.
Maybe does.
I don't think God's that particular.
Joe Theismann,
I'm going back to the papal plumber.
Isn't that amazing?
Do you have like one of those coveralls, you know, like.
But it's a robe.
The Vatican. Yeah, it's a robe. It's a papal plumber.
With the funny hat?
I'm sure that the Vatican, being a very old building, I'm sure they have a lot of serious plumbing problems. Mm-hmm. And like any other place, there'll be construction and everything else.
So. I never realized that the Vatican was made up of so many different areas when the new pope was poped.
Mm-hmm.
I guess whatever
became
it, became pope.
He got pope.
I watched a lot of it on TV, and I thought it was fascinating in just the different areas and the different places. But you're right; it's old.
Mm-hmm. It is old.
So it
needs
work.
Very old. Does need some work, and I guarantee.
Hey, what do you do for a living? I'm
the
papal plumber.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing that it's.
By the way, a butt crack is embroidered into the robe on the back.
Well, thanks, Bob, for that moment of class.
My church hasn't kicked me out. By now.
I'm guessing that it's probably a great honor to be the official plumber of the Vatican.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure.
I can see if you're in Rome, there's probably some morning radio show where at the end of the commercial, and you know it's going to be Luigi's Plumbing, official plumber of the Vatican since 1312 or whatever.
Yeah. I think it's double A Aaron back then.
double A Aaron Luigi.
Double A Aaron.
Aaron Pius Plumbing.
By the way, when we fix your water, it's holy water. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Well, how did we get on this?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry I launched it again.
Joe Theismann is our guest. You guys were talking, Chick and Joe were talking, and then obviously Joe knows a great deal about football. Chick's a pretty good student of the game.
Wow.
I had a question about, I know you get to visit at the complex where the Redskins practice.
Redskins Park.
Yes,
Redskins Park. All the time.
Chick knows the name of everyone.
And there was the kind of a scandal in the NFL last year involving secrecy and plays and that sort of thing.
It was the
New
England
Patriots.
Do you
have to be careful that, I don't know how much they let you in to certain things. I mean, can you walk in and sit in all the meetings, or is there a level of secrecy they even have to keep you out of at this
there
point?
There is a level of it isn't secrecy, it's privacy. It's, you know, there's paranoia. I think probably one thing that is more prevalent than anything in the NFL is paranoia. You just don't want information getting out. It's a little bit crazy because you take a guy like Trent Dilfer, who played for six different football teams, I think there's six or seven, and he has playbooks from every one of them. So he actually has the playbook from seven different teams that he keeps and takes with him, or Xeroxes and makes copies. And you know, but you guard that. It's sort of an unwritten law that you just respect the team that you're with, and you'll see. But then again, you'll see coaches trade for an individual or sign an individual just came from somewhere. You know, pick their brain and then cut them after they play that team. So, you know, it isn't exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, the situation with New England a year ago was really the taping of signals. Mm-hmm. And that people try and steal signals. I mean, when everybody watches a game, you see a coach, the one that's calling the signals with the play sheet covering their mouth.
Sure.
So that you can't film it and try and then sync it up with the play that's on the field. So there's, you know, people trying to get a little bit of an edge in every aspect of it. And I mean, you know, I wouldn't even think about, unless I was invited to sit in, and John Gruden's been great to me down in Tampa. John lets me sit in on the meetings and other places I've been. I can sit in on the quarterback meetings. And the big thing that I've tried to do is earn the trust of everybody. If I can sit in a Redskin meeting and go sit someplace else and never share the information.
Right. You've got to be careful if you're in a situation where you're being interviewed about a game, I would assume, remembering, okay, wait a minute, what do I not discuss?
Well, you know what was really, when I was broadcasting, the thing was, is you'd meet with both coaches. And the thing you had to be very careful of is to ask questions that didn't give away something that you had just gotten from someone else. Like, for example, let's say a team was going to run three wideouts for the entire game.
Yeah. Have you ever covered three wideouts before?
Well, that's basically, you know, do you have enough corners to be able to cover three wideouts? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a simple question, but it becomes one that the guy's got to sit there and say, now, why would he ask that?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they're very intuitive men. I mean, it's watching Jim Zorin adapt and do a terrific job, I think, adapting to head coaching, as John Harbaugh has done, and Mike Smith and Tony Soprano down in Miami, all the new coaches in the NFL this year. Watching them put their stamp on the football team is a very intriguing aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a short break. And
we have a head coach in the National Football League named Tony Soprano.
Don't say that out loud.
Oh. And he works for the Fishes? Whoa.
Don't get him angry.
I better start reading the sports page more. I had no idea.
He works for the Fishes.
And he owns a very nice barnet called the Bada Bing. We're coming right back with the great
made guy,
Joe Theismann. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.